please don't take this person out. Would you politely go to hell? Get the fuck out of my way, cause it's been one of those days.
Come on, boiler room.
Yeah, we're fucked up. Oh, the wrong door.
Yeah, somehow the apes are back.
Honk, 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 honk.
I have a month's worth of beans.
Makes me want to ride an escalator at a mall.
All we ever do is mention things.
Right out of the box, I'm having fun.
Mad at a room.
Live, on tape, it's the fastest hour in podcasting. This is Never Not Funny. Now, here's your host, Jimmy Pardo.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the program, episode 35X. Right? You're getting X'd. Simon's Cowell is letting you know you're not moving on. I don't know who else is on that program. That's America's Got Talent, I think. Or is that X? It was X'd?
X-Factor.
X-Factor. Yeah. But aren't there X's on America's Got Talent, too? Aren't there X's above their way too high, quite frankly? And then they press a button, then you're out.
I think so.
Yeah.
Sounds right.
If you get two or three, or is it one enough to cut you loose on that show? I watched one full season of that.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I think I believe it's a majority vote. If two go for you, and then you have like a golden ticket.
That can save you, yeah.
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 But they get one of those a season or
each
one
judge
of those
gets a golden ticket, right? To put through somebody all the way to the finals or whatever the fuck it is.
Boy, do they use those at the right time.
Is that sarcasm?
What was that? I don't know.
I just feel like they give it to people who are obviously going to make it. Like, why are you wasting it?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You're making a show out of someone who's good enough to go.
Because they love the drama of everyone's their mind is being blown by someone's talent. And then they're like, and guess what?
And guess what?
Bam! We are confirming that you are correct in thinking this is excellent.
Yeah, you're right. They're never going out on a limb.
Yeah. I think if you work a little bit in the next few weeks, you'll do okay.
Yeah. You know what? I'm taking a chance on you. That ain't happening.
Nope.
What's weird is X Factor was a British show. And then they brought it to the United States, called it X Factor. It was on for a while, but then they also had America's Got Talent, which is basically the same show.
Same show, yeah.
Why did those both happen here? Was it just...
Well, they both happened there, too, because it's Britain's Got Talent.
Oh, you're right.
X Factor.
You're right. So it's just
there must be something different with X Factor.
I think it's... Go with me here. Money.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's the X Factor.
Oh, that would have been good, too.
You're suggesting that it's money to get double the money.
Yeah. I mean, if somebody lets you do two shows, why wouldn't you?
Are they? But wasn't Simon Cowell on both of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All four of them, I think, right?
He created one of them. And then I think that other guy, the American Idol guy, I think created maybe both or one of them, too. Or I don't know.
One of those two Nigels created the American British Got Talent, and Simon Cowell created the other one. And then he did get one big boy band out of there or a girl band, I believe.
Well, One Direction came out of the British one.
Out of X Factor?
Out of X Factor, yeah.
And so did, I believe, a girl group did,
Fifth
too.
Harmony. Fifth Harmony, that's right, yeah.
Did.
Okay.
Out of ours, the American version? They're not British, right?
No, they're not.
Then there's the black girl who sadly committed suicide. She came out of it. I think her initials are LL, maybe.
Wait, what?
Ladies Love.
She ended up being in that group Girl as well.
Oh, wait. I'm not thinking of... What was her name? Lonnie?
No, you're thinking of the girl from American Idol.
The one who sang that...
London?
Oh,
what was her name?
I don't know who you're talking about. I've never heard of this.
Oh, I can't pull her name.
You sure it's not Ladies Love?
Yeah. And every time you say that, it makes me think of Lonnie Love, and then I feel horribly about this whole topic. Here's the... here's a blast of the past. We got the Bella Bands.
Oh!
Bella Bands.
Which Simone Battle? Is that her name?
Is that the girl that passed that?
Singer in X Factor Final, Simone Battle, passed away at the age of 25.
And was she in the band Girl as well? GRL?
Yes. Okay, I remember this now.
All right, so it's Simone Battle, not this Lonnie Love that you're speaking of.
I bought these Bella Bands today.
I didn't buy these today.
So I can read what these words say.
I'm looking up something. Gary just gave me the information on. Just give me the answer. I'm still looking it up like an asshole. That song, by the way, 2564, is featured in an Amazon ad at the moment.
Really?
So Robert Lamb is getting a ton of dough from Amazon, or from
from what I understand, Monsters. And I still order from them, I don't know, 7 times a day.
Yeah. Is there any way that we could sell out something so that we could also do that? Because as long as we're...
Maybe they want that Balaban version of it.
There you go.
I think we can get a little something
for it. It's not a bad idea. Oh, but we don't get anything, though, right?
No.
Well, we finder's fee.
Well, we get a fucking finder's fee. There's no doubt about it. We get a couple. Sure. We get something out of this deal.
Yeah, that's good.
We're the go-between.
We're the reason
we're the
it fucking
fence.
Exists.
We're the fence.
That song doesn't exist without us.
Yes,
right?
We've taken something illegal and sold it to somebody else.
Yes, it's illegal because, well, you know, we throw parody in quotes so that we don't get sued.
I think I just realized what fence means. So, like,
I've never known, so please enlighten.
I mean, I'm probably wrong, but like, there's one person who has something and then another person who has something, and the fence is the guy in between.
Are you fucking around?
It never fucking occurred to me until just now.
Okay. I've never felt like the smartest man in the room before. And to me, that was always it.
I mean, it makes perfect sense.
And by the way, there's a chance that's 100% wrong.
I agree with that.
But I thought it was that since I watched Kojak when I was 8 years old. I assumed a fence was the guy in the middle.
So because fences are in between.
Yeah.
Two
yeah. I don't know why it never crossed my mind before.
So Zach Galifianakis is between two ferns. Does that make him a fence?
That's right.
That's right. He's the fern fence.
Yeah, he's fern fence. What do you got, Garen? You looking up meaning of fence?
Yeah. The LL that I was thinking of was Leona Lewis.
Yes. Leona Lewis.
Because she's British.
Yes. And she was out of the X Factor over there, right? Or
that I'm not 100%
sure. Some fucking show over there. Singing group. Singing competition.
We spent 5 minutes talking about those shows with knowing almost nothing about them. So
I watched one season of it's unwatchable because it's the same way that Masked Singer might at the end of the day be a fine program if they made it a half hour and got rid of the horseshit,
all the dragging out of things.
And America's Got Talent's the same way, like the overproducing and the horseshit and the
just let us experience it. You don't have to like poke us to have the reaction you want us to have.
Yeah,
I just can't get past the ridiculous guesses that the judges make. Like, I think it's Barbara Streisand.
You think it's her?
Barbara Streisand's not putting on a foam hat for anybody, especially not Fox.
She's not leaving her basement mall to put on the fucking dragon costume.
A mall in her home. She's not coming out. Unbelievable. Unfucking believable. I made Oliver laugh the other day. I said, We were driving. I just went. He said something. And I went, hold on. Hold the fuck on. I also said this to make. I'm watching Ironside, which is Raymond Burr's show after Perry Mason.
Yeah.
And he plays kind of a, I can never say this word right, cantankerous. There, I said it. Cantankerous guy. You know, he's in a wheelchair. He got shot in the back and he can't walk, but he's still a cop. And he's a, they call him a consultant anyway. He's in a wheelchair and. But he's, he's just, that's right. He's just angry about everything. So I was doing a mashup of Ironside and Hamilton. Mm-hmm. And it's, pardon me, are you Raymond Burr, sir? I am. and who's asking? My name is Hamilton. Alexander Hamilton. Alexander Hamilton. Why are you repeating it? That Oliver and I got a nice charge out of that. We like to have a good time, my son and I.
Take that to the stage. There's so many people who are dying for an Ironside reference.
They need an Ironside reference, and I think people need to hear more about this Hamilton.
Yeah, you run the risk of people not. Well, what's that? What's Hamilton? I don't get it.
It's Alexander Hamilton. There's a LPGA golfer named Patty. Patty. Tavatanikit. Nope, that ain't it. Patty, I'm looking it up. Tavatanikit. Patty.
Balabans.
And one of the people in the Emerald Funny Fantasy Golf. Yeah, what do you got, Garen?
You got it. Patty Tavatanikit.
Patty. So I always sing, her name is Patty Tavatanikit, or whatever the fuck her name is.
Right.
And then somebody else in the league said, I can never say this person's name without singing that song from Hamilton. So, again, there's the mashup everybody's looking for. LPGA and Hamilton.
These are the cultural touchstones that are going to be going off in 2025.
That's right. And you can see me on tour doing those hot new bits. By the way, a lot of tour dates, the people have been emailing because I've mentioned some already, but not all links are up yet on the various club or theater websites. Mm-hmm. But let me walk you through it because it's some exciting cities. Zanies in Rosemont. Mm-hmm. That one we announced. That one's good to go. Yeah. And that's on the 16th of April. Then on the 17th of April, the next day, Comedy Attic in Bloomington. That one, the link is already good to go. And then on the 18th of April is Peoria, the Jukebox Comedy Club. That link is also good to go. Mm-hmm. Then we go into May. Now here come the yellows. Then we go into May, and then I may have announced this one, the Bug Theater in Denver. And that one, the link is up. Go to my website. Go to the Bug website as well. And then the next one, this one, I don't believe the link is up. The Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase on May 8th. Thursday, May 8th, the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase. And then May 9th, the Hashtag Comedy Club in Columbus, Ohio. So those are new. And then the Mic Drop in Plano, Texas on May 28th. And then the Cave and Creek in Austin, Texas on May 29th. Be adding a third Texas date to that little run at some point.
Are you a little concerned that you might run into your exes?
Yes, I'm always concerned about that. It's always risky. Yeah. That's why we just do it 3 days.
Sneak in, sneak out.
That's right. And only one night in each place. That way, when they, oh, word's out, they go, oh, I know where he's going to be. And by the time they get there, I've moved on.
Have you thought about borrowing Barbara Streisand's foam hat?
It would fit in there. Or that creepy skin hat one from that Super Bowl commercial.
Oh, my God.
I've never hated a commercial more in my life. And what? I've hated a lot of commercials in my life.
What was the point of that?
To gross me out. Then it showed up on the, I was watching the LPGA, not the LET, the European, Ladies European Tour today, and that commercial popped up. And it's like, you just ruined my...
Yeah, no one wanted that.
Gross. All right, and then these are also on the docket. The Funny Bone in St. Louis on Thursday, October 16. These are way out. And then Cedar Rapids, Iowa, October 17.
Okay.
But those May ones, so anyway, there's dates coming to a city near you, and... there may be one or two more added to that,
I admire your optimism that you think there will still be the ability to travel around the country in October.
Oh, God.
It is. Now, we were not here Monday. We pre-recorded that Matt Walsh episode last week because we had to take a day off of whatever family stuff. Yeah. And but a lot of just like I talked about before, like when Trump first got in office, like we can't talk about it all because it would be nonstop.
Right. Speaking of Hamilton,
even since last Thursday.
Yeah.
It's shit. With Tulsi Gabbard and even today, Robert Kennedy, you know, and then the crazy woman from the WWE, the wrestling.
Oh, to run, is she in charge of education?
The Department of Education that he wants to get rid of. So he's appointing somebody for a spot for a. Place
that's got to feel good for her, right?
Yeah.
Thanks for the job.
Yeah. Then he's all this fight. I mean, what the fuck is happening?
I don't know.
Why won't anybody on our side do something? They say we're, you know, take to the streets. The Democrats have to fight. I can only send so many emails.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or sign so many petitions or whatever.
Right. I mean, there was a thing that was said several times over the last sort of 6 years, which is. The Republicans are playing fast and loose with the rules as much as they can. But then the Democrats are like, no, it's the rules. And it's like, yeah, but they're still kind of following the rules as long as you let them. Like things like Nancy Pelosi not wanting to get rid of the filibuster or whatever it was. Like all these things. They say, no, but if we do that, then they'll do this. And like, they're already doing
this. They're already doing that.
Yeah. And I think,
and now they're doing more.
And the fact that the average age of our representatives is like, what? 94.
They're old.
That means that they're behind the eight ball on all the stuff that Musk talks about and the way he's moving around. It's
yeah. They're coming off insanely out of touch because it all you can deduce from their inaction is that they feel insulated from the effects of whatever is happening.
Well, they're wrong.
Yeah. No, I
it's
know.
Gonna hit them.
But that's then you just have to believe they're stupid or. Delusional to think that this isn't serious. You know what I mean? And I do think there are people doing things. Like I agree with that. I feel the same way you feel, Jimmy, but I also feel like stuff is happening. I wish it were happening more swiftly. I don't know how much you can do. I think there was a little bit of a sense of let them, let them run wild and they're going to fuck it all up and then we'll be the heroes. But basically, like, let them hoist themselves on their own petard.
Yeah, give them enough rope to...
But I don't think that's what's going to happen.
I don't
as
think
much
so
as
either.
It's we won't have a government anymore.
That's the... But I do agree. Jimmy Raskin and AOC and the other young... There's the other young woman, Jessica... Is that, now, what's her name? What's the young lady from Texas?
I can't pull it.
Black woman.
Yeah. But she's
Jasmine Crockett.
Like,
yeah.
She's,
I like her.
So there are. You're right. I mean, there are some young folks that are trying. And then Chuck Schumer's got his glasses dangling off his fucking forehead, Nordling style, going. Yeah, I mean, you know, they got us over a barrel on this one. Do something.
That's the problem, is that the old guard won't let the new team do anything.
And Pelosi tried. Pelosi did say, it's time for the, I'm stepping back, it's time for the young people to move forward.
Respectfully, horseshit, because she blocked AOC from taking over that committee.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah. She straight up put some dude who's dying of cancer or something up to get voted for and blocked AOC from any kind of a power move.
I'm going to look into that, Garen, because I don't trust you and your conspiracy theory.
I get it.
Trust you and your conspiracy theory.
They all got to go.
Garen, they will, because they're all going to die. They're all going to die. And hopefully it'll start at the top and trickle down. That guy, just yesterday, he was at a, wasn't yesterday with Tulsi Gabbard? He was supposed to be swearing her in or whatever the fucking term is for what they do. And then he walked out of the room and they had to say, sir, no, you came into this room to
do this. I didn't see that.
Yeah. I think, was it for Tulsi? Or I forget what it was for. And let me ask you this. As I'm a guy that only half looked at this. Did Elon Musk's kid tell him to shut the fuck up?
Yes.
Did that really happen?
If you read his lips, it seems like he said, I want you to shut up or something to that
effect. He said, you're not the president.
That he did say, right?
I want you to shut the fuck up.
Okay. That kid really, with the F word?
Yes. That kid has heard those words.
Yeah.
And guess who you think said that?
I'm just going to be Tom Morello.
I mean, of course, Tom. Yeah. Tom always says that, but besides Tom.
Okay, so you're saying somebody close.
Probably someone close to him, yeah.
Who else would say this fucker's Bluey? The president?
He's
out.
A child. It's probably Bluey.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Bluey X.
There is a conspiracy theory. You can look this up. There is a clip of Elon Musk on Tucker Carlson's podcast, I think.
Yeah.
You saw this?
Yes.
And X is in his lap. His son is in his lap.
Wait, hang on a second. The child's name is X?
The child's name is X.
It's short for
Xavier?
No, it's X32, square root of 17, B, C, D, whatever.
Elon Musk is obsessed with the letter X.
Yeah.
He has been for some time. He wanted to call PayPal X, apparently.
Yeah. Anyway, he named him a series of letters.
You said that like it was going to blow our fucking minds. And it was such a nothing.
Wow. Obsessed with X.
Yeah, got it.
This changes everything.
Hear me out. I heard he wanted to call PayPal X. And then nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, man, you just dropped some knowledge on us.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So what's this conspiracy?
Anyway, so his kid is sitting in his lap, fucking with the microphone, being a nuisance as usual, apparently. Seems like his MO. And he says something. This was before the election, right? Or was it the day of the election? I don't know where it was.
It was close to the election.
Basically.
But it was before it had been decided.
Tucker Carlson is sucking Elon Musk's dick about, like, you know, donating all that money and helping to elect Trump. And Musk says, yeah, I think we got it. Yeah, I've been looking at the numbers as they come in from Pennsylvania. I think we got it. And his son grabs the microphone and is just like, he says something. And look, I'm going to fuck this up. So just go watch it yourself, because I don't remember the exact thing. But basically, you can look at it and go, this fucking 4-year-old kid knows that his dad rigged the election for Trump.
Oh,
like it's that. And like it's an absurd theory. Like, why would a fucking guy do that and then tell a child of all people?
But he's got the kid with him all the time. And
well, so part of the conspiracy theory is that he is keeping his son close to him because he knows too much and he doesn't want to let him go back to his mother. So because he doesn't want other people to know that he knows.
Interesting.
That stuff. It's a fucking harebrained nonsense conspiracy theory, but it is funny to think about.
And it's supported apparently by the fact that when I guess Carlson's podcast released their clip of it.
They edited that
part out.
And then someone said, hey, this didn't air in the United States, but here's this part.
Yeah.
Garen, can you find that? Because it would be funny to hear it.
Yeah, let me try. I found out how to pronounce his name.
Oh, there's a pronunciation of it?
It's X-A-12.
Okay.
So the A, that symbol that's like an A and an E combined.
Right.
Is Ash. So it's X-A-12.
Okay. All right.
You know.
I mean, no, Musk,
I heard he wanted to call the kid PayPal.
What?
This is unprecedented.
As is Musk.
Anyway, he's a good guy. I got one of his cars. I think they're great. I do not.
When do we start protesting for Tesla to fire him? When do we start going to Tesla
dealerships? I would love them to, because they are apparently the best electric cars, but I cannot buy one.
Yeah.
It's fucking infuriating that they're so far ahead of everybody else technologically. Mm. I would probably buy one if he didn't, if he wasn't connected to it. Yeah. But yeah.
And but I mean, I guess if they fired him, he'd still have all of his stock. But
yeah. My neighbor just got one, and then and you just to go.
I know.
Now?
I know.
Today, you this week you brought that home?
Yep.
And I don't like when Paul Reiser was here, it's like he even said, I've got a Tesla. I bought it 12 years ago before Musk went nuts.
Yeah.
And I think that's the case with Conan O'Brien, with all the people that we know that have them. They all apologetically admit they own it.
Mm-hmm.
They all admitted, you know my point.
Sure.
But you get it today?
That's crazy. Well, and the sales have been plummeting. Like there is some orchestrated, or not even orchestrated. It's just like a lot of people are like us and go, no, I'm not going to give that fucking guy my money. That's ridiculous.
I mean, when you think about it, folks who can afford those who buy them, either they care about the environment or they want people to think they care about the environment. That's most of the people.
That
who
was the old logic.
That was the Prius logic, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So if you're that person, then both of those people are not going to want to be associated with Musk.
The guy in my neighborhood that got it, is a great guy. Mm. But I'm just blown away. It's a mixed marriage. Mm. And I'm blown away that would be the house that would come home with a Tesla today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It, you know, had it been there for years.
Right.
But, you know, they're very progressive. They're very, I don't get it.
Yeah, I think, I was going to say, there's obviously millions of Americans who are not paying attention to mm-hmm. what's going on. And so they're just going about their lives like everything's normal. I want a Tesla. I'll get a Tesla. They're not like engaging with the news of the day of like what Elon Musk is doing to our government. And that's always the case. There's always tons of people who are just like, you know, like politics, I'm not interested. Like, I don't want to.
What's not even that ain't these folks?
They've got some time.
That's
in their
what's
hands.
Weird. What you're saying is weird. If they're plugged in, it's like, well, then how?
They're by the cars plugged in.
Obviously,
fast charger doesn't ain't going anywhere.
It's got a whole network.
I think that what's happening is also now would be the time to buy one because they're dirt cheap because nobody's buying them, and certainly, and they're also a lot of people, you know, not Paul Reiser, but other famous people are returning theirs.
Yeah.
And so people are buying them used at an unbelievably cheap price. So to your point, mm-hmm. they're the best electric car. Yeah. And you can get it at a, you know, at the price of, you know, the Hyundai.
Yeah. Yeah. But the other thing, Elliot and I were talking about this before you guys got here. They do the thing that a lot of companies are doing now, which is like everything is subscription based and they'll just take features away from you that you like the car will have features and then
what?
They don't have them anymore. And it's like, oh no, you got to pay for that. It's
give
like,
give me an example.
Like the self-driving,
the self-driving thing. So
it's a software thing.
There were folks who.
Well, I think that's fair. I you know, you pay for that if you want it.
But if they're going to do that, then the next thing you know, it's like, well, now your windows don't roll down. I don't know.
I mean, there's a lot of this kind of stuff.
And then what's going to happen? We're gonna fuck dogs.
yeah.
That argument.
What's next?
So there's the famous BMW thing where they wanted to.
You may want to use that word "famous" very loosely.
Well,
Garen doesn't know this.
They were wanted to charge a subscription for heated seats.
Did you know that, Garen?
I did not. This is, I can't even.
The other crazy thing is they wanted to call the seats X.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I knew that was going to fucking strap in because this is going to get crazier.
X story is unbelievable. So wait, they wanted to charge you for heated seats?
Yeah, and I think they rolled it back. Not just charge. So you buy the car, the heated seats are in it, but they don't work. And
like
it's
cheaper for them to just install the actual heaters in all cars and then only activate it for the people who pay.
But then they wanted to charge you a monthly fee to have the heated
seats. What's the fee?
See, I don't see it that way because they can change the fee. Like it could be like Netflix.
Right. Netflix is $25 a month now.
What if I want Christine McVie? Well,
I think you'd have to talk to her manager.
What if I want Catherine McVie? Do I want the actual person? Christine McVie is from Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, you need a Ouija board to get a hold of her.
Catherine McPhee.
Oh, no, but by the album. You can listen to her.
Yeah, listen to her that way.
Sure.
I mean, I guess you could have a conversation with a vinyl, but
he just wants to listen
to it all the time in your house,
don't you?
To her sweet voice.
Conversation with a ghost. That's an Ellis Paul song.
Oh.
So it comes full circle, I guess.
It does.
It? I don't know what circle. to your point, and I know we're bouncing all over the fucking place here.
Yeah, we really are.
A mess.
We take one day off and we're fucking crazy.
The I've got YouTube TV. That's what I have for my streaming. And as of February 13th, they will not have. That's today, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Today's the last day CBS.
Oh, they took all the Paramount stuff away.
Yeah.
I heard that.
And
and right after they'd raised
the price.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we already don't have MLB, mm-hmm. and there's something else. And so, like, I spent last night looking into, you know, do I move over to Hulu Live?
Right.
You know, the argument over with Hulu Live is it's great, but the interface blows. Mm-hmm. And then lots of people are raving about Fubo.
Yep,
Fubo is another one. Mm-hmm. But then the problem with Fubo is there's no Warner Brothers. There's no TBS, TNT, CNN. There's no Warner Brothers. So
do you get that stuff through Max, though, maybe? Or does it not cover everything?
I don't know the answer to
that. Because Max is owned by WB.
That's interesting. I don't know if Max has, does it have those channels?
It has some of the content from those channels, but I doubt it has everything. And it probably doesn't have live stuff.
There is now some streaming kind of live streaming type stuff on, I think all of them now are doing different
right
ones.
Because Max now has some sports, which is weird. Right.
At any rate, the Hulu looks like the best. Fubo looks like the best deal because it's got, especially if you like baseball or sports, it's got a ton of sports. And then it's got everything else, but you know, I don't know. To me, it's
too complicated.
Let's go back to cable, man.
Well, here's the thing: is that I feel like that's going to basically happen soon. Where, like, I hate advertisements, so I pay the premium for not having advertisements. But then, like, we're watching Amazon Prime, and there was some piece of content, and I didn't notice that it said it, but they're only allowed to have it if they run ads.
Yeah.
There's a little legend at the thing that says, you know, you have to have ads.
Even if you pay for the top level or whatever.
Well, here's the thing. There's a lot of content that isn't on Amazon Prime that I can't see because I pay for Amazon Prime and not for that content. So why would you mix in this other stuff? But obviously they must have some way that they're getting money off of that.
Amazon Prime is a joke. I don't know how they're even going.
You are Mr. Negative.
Well, it's just
everything with this Pelosi conspiracy. Now you got a conspiracy about Amazon Prime. What are you mad at them about?
Because you can go to their main page and say, "Oh, let me watch this." And there's a little bag or something on it, or a lock. You can't watch it. Are you advertising something I can't even watch on your program?
I see
your
what you're
service?
Saying.
Not even available.
And it's mostly that.
Yeah.
It's mostly.
But doesn't that mean
TV,
it's rentable,
this,
right? Or buyable? They do mix that shit together.
That's mixed in there, but it's a lot of, because you can add your other services to your Amazon Prime.
You can like get Max through Amazon Prime, or you can get Paramount Plus through Prime. And so, they show the stuff that those things have. But yeah, yep.
I think we have Max do that.
Oh yeah.
At any rate, you know what? I'm going to amend what I said. Based on my research last night, it looks like the best looking thing is DirecTV. Mm. But DirecTV, my TV does not have the app, so you'd have to get the little box, which is just like a little, you know, looks like the size of a
puck,
you know, a
hockey puck,
you know, looks like this with a fucking cord off of
right.
it, and
you're not down with that.
Well,
you have to get the dish too.
You don't need the dish. No,
it's all over internet now.
It's all over the internet. But so they look like the best deal for everything that I would want.
Yeah.
But you can only get it on one TV. You can only be on the one TV because of that thing.
Can you take the box from room to room?
Well, you can get another box for $7, and then. But the way that it's on the wall, it doesn't.
What if you?
It's a pain in the ass.
Well, can't you just get like a Fire Stick or a Apple TV?
Yeah, like one of those things that does have the app.
I wonder if that has the app on it. That's a great question.
One of them would.
I don't know if Fire. Yeah, Fire. You know what? I think Fire might actually.
Yeah.
Fire! AC/DC.
Did you find that thing with the kid saying the thing?
I have a thing. I don't know if it's. I think it's what you're talking about.
I think I saw it on YouTube. Somebody did a little.
I saw it on Reddit.
Let's see if we can hear it.
We'll put it on the screen so we can see it.
Should we help Oh,
that's a good idea.
It's gonna be. It's gonna need to be a little bigger.
Yeah, that's really small.
Yeah, that's the clip.
All right.
Well, you have.
Yeah. Foreign SpaceX and quietly just do whatever we want.
Kind of a cute kid.
And, until he starts out laughing like an evil villain.
Does this work? Is he gonna win?
Yeah, it is. Not real.
You'll never know.
You'll never know.
They'll never know.
I think it's done. You think it's done?
Yeah. But never know.
I'm looking at the data as it comes in from every county in Pennsylvania.
So then for the listener, he's Musk says, I'm looking at the data. And then his son says, shh, and puts his hand over his dad's mouth.
like, don't give away too much.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's ridiculous, but it's also, it's, that's, we're living in such a crazy world that it's no longer completely implausible that this four-year-old kid knows that his dad stole the presidential election for Donald Trump and is telling him to not reveal it on a podcast.
Unbelievable. Yeah, kid's in a little suit. He's got a little, yeah, he's got that little rich,
I do hate that he is kind
on.
Of cute.
He's like, kind of cute.
Does he? I want to throw him against a wall. And I love kids. You know that.
I don't know. There's something about him. Like, anytime you see a really little kid in a full, like, in a suit with, like, a, you know, like, a really dressed up nice, yeah, it's always kind of adorable, like he was in the White House the other day. But yeah, he also
tell
seems
the
evil.
The president to shut the fuck up. Yeah, that's cute.
So adorable. That is adorable. We all want him to shut the fuck up. God. So I felt very vindicated when I was like, yes, finally someone says it to his face.
The one person that stands up to this guy doesn't know.
Yeah. Here's what I think they did. Do you ever see Office Space?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know how they siphoned off like just a penny, yeah, or a fraction of a penny, but they did it too much?
Yep.
I think that's what they did with the election. I think Elon Musk saw Office Space.
And he's like, we could do that with a vote. Well, part of the other part of the,
he did it wrong. He did too many.
The other part of the conspiracy theory is that there's this guy, you know, that there's hackers who, compete in like hackathons, like, mm-hmm, basically there's like a legal it's called white hat, you know, it's like you're hacking for good, you're not doing any damage or whatever, you're just proving you can get into a thing, right. Anyway, Musk hired this dude who won some hackathon a few years ago, mm-hmm, and his whole thing in the hackathon, like in a contained environment, was that he showed that he could break into a voting system and change it.
Oh.
And then he went to work for Elon Musk.
I thought that part of the conspiracy theory was that he actually got the chance to like have access to the thing to show that it worked.
Yeah.
And that part of it was that they got to test it in someplace like an actual voting machine after Musk sponsored him to do that. So that,
yeah, I didn't hear that part, but by the way,
but then it created a backdoor or something.
Just so we're not being irresponsible. Theory. This is a comedy show. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Yeah, I'm quoting posts on Reddit. Like, this is so unvetted. Like
the thing that I saw somebody posted on Blue Sky, like, look at this thing, look at this GitHub thing. But then the GitHub thing isn't there.
Yeah.
So it's the same kind of thing. It's like, okay, that's all the words you're saying sound plausible, but then the proof is not there anymore.
We're not Jimmy Dore pointing to some.
I just don't want to.
No, nobody's going to fuck it. And if they do, fuck them.
What are they going to do? They're going to rush.
Jackass comedy show.
GitHub?
I was going to send this to you guys, but I got a thing. I think I had like a.
Can we be Joe Rogan?
What's that?
Well, this might lead to this. Get ready for this. I think I had a thing that shows you when Never Not Funny comes up in, you know, in a one of those filter. What is that called? Like a Google keyword thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it says anytime someone says Never Not Funny on the internet. Right. Anyway, I didn't know I had that set up. I think it was only set up for Facebook, and so I saw it and I was looking at it, and one of the things was some bullshit news site, you know, like one of these AI generated like news stories, mm-hmm, that was like Never Not Funny co-host Matt Belknap says that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle cleared out a volunteer space for,
oh my gosh,
and I was like, I did say that, but then we also like laughed about it and made fun of me for not knowing what the fuck, mm-hmm, it was like a third hand story. Like you made fun of me correctly for like quoting my wife who was quoting a woman who said her son saw this happen. It was like so unverifiable. And then so the article is basically just like, oh, they said this, and then they were like, when reached for comment, the Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's spokesperson said that that was ridiculous. I was like, wait, so they reached out to some dumb fucking shit I was spouting on this show, they reached out to a
that explains why we now have a million new listeners.
That's great. I love the idea that you could go to an event and then Meghan Markle would see you and go, fuck you.
Yeah.
There he is. There's that guy.
Well, the thing that I hate about it is that I don't even know this mom. I don't know what her agenda is. But what I realized is, like, in the grand scheme of things, I think Harry and Meghan are probably more on our side of the world and the things. It's like, yeah, you can say, oh, they're sort of out of touch rich people who he comes from a royal family and all that stuff. But I also could see someone trying to smear them because they're sort of perceived as.
And you are not doing that. Right.
But maybe the woman who told the story that my wife heard that then said that was doing that. And I'm just like, I'm perpetuating that. But it's the kind of thing that the right wing media would love the story of, oh, Prince Harry is actually a phony piece of shit, and he and his wife didn't actually do anything. They just like did a photo op. Like, they would love that. Like,
but
Fox
didn't we
News
confirm
would,
that's what they did? Didn't Garen look it up and it was confirmed?
He confirmed it on the site that was quoting me.
Oh.
That's how fast they move. No. He just said, I don't know. Was there other... I don't think there was anything that was corroborating that they emptied the room, that they told everyone to take a break. Like, the way the article is, I don't remember what I said, but what the article said that I said was that they told everyone to take a 15-minute break so that they could come in without being bothered and then get a photo op and leave. And the official story was that they didn't want any attention. They just came in and they were helping out like everybody else. And that's not what this lady said.
I believe that either Garen gave us the information or I saw it later that it was confirmed.
Possibly. Yeah, it was. But then there was like the mayor or whatever, somebody of that town. Or
Pasadena,
whatever,
I think it was.
Was like, oh, they were wonderful. They were really good. Right. Of course he says that. Why wouldn't he?
Of course you would.
But we're not going to know the truth about anything anymore. No. They fudged the Super Bowl audio for Americans. Trump got booed. They changed it to cheers.
Yeah.
Like, is that accurate? What happened? Yes. That really happened? I thought that was a...
It was the same thing where they played it in the other overseas or whatever, and it was different.
The way that I heard, Garen, if I may, and maybe you're... I hope you're right, because I hope he got booed. I had heard, again, just horseshit internet stuff, that the clip of him getting booed was the phony one. This is what played in Europe,
right?
And it's the booing, but that isn't what happened. He was cheered.
It could. Who knows?
I mean,
we know Taylor Swift got booed. We know that.
We know that, and we know that that it sounded like a mostly positive response when they showed Trump. We all saw that, right? We were all watching. But I think I look. It's Fox. Like, they are. They're part of the reason we have Donald Trump as our president. So, like, they're obviously, you can mix anything however you want. Like, there could have been a mix of cheers and boos, and they just know, look, if we turn up these mics, we know this group is going to cheer for him, and that's what we want.
Cheers and jeers, like the old TV guide.
And in the same way, it's like the Taylor Swift thing. It's like, yeah, they booed her. They boo anybody who's if it's Eagles fans and they see someone who is clearly now a Chiefs fan, and also she grew up in Pennsylvania, so she used to be an Eagles fan. They don't like that. Eagles fans are also the worst people in the fucking world. We know that. Like, they have a long history of being absolutely terrible, and so of course that's just sports. You know what I mean? Like, if you go to another team's stadium and you wear their rival's jersey, they will harass you.
Yes.
That's sports. And that's all that is. It's like, it doesn't have to be anything more than, hey, she's the enemy because we know she's connected to the
Chiefs. Who are you fighting with right now?
The people who think that it's like more than that, like that there's like some weird, like, extra layer of it.
Oh, I think there's an extra layer too. I think there's a red-hatted white dude that hate her. And they don't know why they hate her.
But that's the irony, is that they're on the other side of it. People are mad at her for being friends with Patrick Mahomes' wife, who is MAGA. And so, like, she can't win. It's like the MAGA people are screaming at her because Trump hates her. And he'll tweet, like, you know, I hate Taylor Swift. So they're like, yeah, she's the enemy. Meanwhile, people who are like, I hate Donald Trump, now I'm mad at Taylor Swift because she's cozying up to these MAGA people. So it's like everybody's mad at her, and they're all kind of, it's like there's maybe some validity to some of it, but it's also like, the fuck does this have to do with anything? She's living her life. She's
living her life. And there's that great clip that she tips some people the help. She was walking past and she thanked them and then went back and tipped them all. Mm-hmm. Like, she just seems like a decent human being.
Yeah.
And, you know, but, you know, you wear the wrong shorts, you get booed. That's how it fucking works.
She made a point of not wearing any Chiefs gear.
She wore those shorts.
I don't know what the shorts were meant to mean. What were the shorts?
Infuriated people. They had a little silvery sheen, and the Eagles are green and silver.
Why is that bad?
I'm making shit up. I don't know anything. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I just thought it was weird because she's been to a lot of Chiefs games and she always has Chiefs gear on.
I don't know why she
and
did
then
not.
This one she's like, I'm
and
just
by the
gonna...
way, they showed her a total of one time.
Right, exactly.
That's really enough with Taylor Swift. Enough. They showed her once.
But yeah, more.
I noticed that too. I'm like, someone's like, did you see Taylor? I'm like, I didn't even see her. Yeah. So I didn't even know what
for a second. They showed Paul Rudd more than they showed her.
They showed, yes, they showed Paul McCartney more than they showed her. And what the fuck's he doing there?
There's a chance. Limey bastard. Limey bastard.
He has no idea how this game works.
This ain't football.
Yeah. But the thing is, I think part of that, look, again, I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but it is also Fox. So like they're directing it. They have maybe somewhat of an agenda of like, let's not give Taylor all this attention. But I also think Travis Kelce had zero receptions in the first half. So there's no reason, like if he had scored a touchdown, they probably would have cut to her.
Yes. Yeah.
If they had been winning, they might have cut to her.
They would also cut to Paul Rudd.
Right.
Because, yes. And who's the other guy from...
Rob McElhenney?
He's
an Eagles fan.
The sorry. Other guy from... that Paul Rudd was sitting next to.
Yeah, I forget.
It's not Stone Street.
Oh, it's the Silver Linings Playbook guy. Bradley Cooper.
What about Sudeikis? Was he
there?
No,
I'm sorry. Bradley Cooper, also an Eagles fan.
Oh.
Then who was next to Paul Rudd, who's also...
I forget, but you're right. There is another... It's like someone from Kansas City, yeah. Right?
Well, was it John?
No. Wasn't Ham.
He's from St. Louis.
St. Louis.
Well, he introduced them, didn't he? Didn't he introduce the Chiefs?
What? I didn't
you,
see that
you
part.
Mean to the other team?
No. Bradley Cooper introduced the Eagles. I thought John Hamm introduced the Chiefs.
Oh, I did not see. If he did, I didn't see
like
that.
When they come out of their little tunnels or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I missed that whole part of it.
Yeah.
No.
That's weird.
Adam Sandler was sitting next to Paul Rudd.
Okay. Well, he has no allegiance.
Yeah, what's he doing there? I mean, he's there because he's famous and he's enjoying himself.
Right.
No.
By the way, speaking of, I know there's people who don't want any more Taylor Swift talk, but I have to close the book on this saga. So remember I mentioned I publicly outed Ted Sullivan as being a Taylor Swift hater on a previous episode. And I said, I said I felt like he was trying to bait me into a debate about whatever. And then I said, he's going to hear this. And then he's going to email me and say, okay, prove it. Like, what are the best songs? So all of that had happened. Here's the weird part. He actually didn't hear the episode. He independently emailed me about this, having not even heard us to have that whole conversation, because he was at dinner with a friend and his friend's daughter, who's 12, was like, I love Taylor Swift. And she was only like, he was like, okay, well, what are the good songs? And she was only naming the big hits that he already knew that he doesn't like. So he's like, so I'm asking you, an adult Swiftie, like name five songs that your favorite deep cuts. And so I did.
Starter pack.
And I'm happy to say that I believe I won this, because I made him like at least three Taylor Swift songs. I gave him 13, actually. He asked for five and I gave him 13.
Seems like too many.
but I did what you said. You said just give him Folklore. I actually gave him the five I gave him off the top were three Evermore and two Folklores. And then I was like, you know, if that sound or that vibe isn't for you, here are some different ones that aren't like that. And anyway, do you want to try to guess the one that he was like, I can't deny it. This is excellent. This is amazing. The one song, I think you'll agree with him. It was All Too Well, 10-minute version.
It's flawless.
Yeah.
It's a great song.
He loved it. And then he also loved Betty.
Betty's a great song.
Yeah. And then he liked Death by a Thousand Cuts, didn't love it. That's one of my favorites. But then beyond that, he was just like, yeah, the rest of it didn't really do it for me.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah.
You know what? He likes fish, right? Isn't he a big fish fan?
He actually said in his email, I know Jimmy's going to say I just like fish. I don't really like that. I went to a bunch of shows.
He's into fish.
It.
He puts on his tight polo and he enjoys fish.
I think I'm not going to say he's outgrown them, but I think he's kind of past that phase, is the way he described it.
Is that a phase? Is fish a phase? He seems like he's the right age for it.
Not for...
I don't mean that negatively.
For some people, it's... I think my point is, like, people who are like all about it, you know, like I think there are people who are like that with Dave Matthews Band and, you know, you do it and then you go to a bunch of shows and you're like, okay, I can listen to other things now. My point is, I don't think he listens to them that much anymore.
I see.
But yes, he went to, I think, over 100 fish shows.
It's a lot of shows.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fish shows. That's as many Chicago shows as I've been to.
Yeah.
So that's, I haven't, some could argue that's way too many.
There isn't even a band I've seen 20 times, let alone 100. Like, 100 is insane.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, I mean, I've been listening to Chicago, or going to Chicago shows since 1981.
Right.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, there were years in there that I went, you know, just like a deadhead, I would go to all the shows. So,
yeah.
There aren't a lot of bands that tour that much that people like my generation, which isn't even that far off. Like a Chicago did, or like the bands big from the 70s and 80s did. Like, it's Taylor's also not touring yearly.
Right. It's also so much more expensive now. Like, when you started going to see Chicago, yes, it was $10.
Might have been $8.
So, like, of course you could go see them a bunch of times, yes, in a year. And the same thing with
15
the Dead.
At the most.
Like, people who would follow the Dead around, they were like, you know, they just beg for a ticket in the parking lot. It's like, yeah, I'll give you, it's like giving a homeless person pocket change.
Right.
It's like, which nothing to get them in there.
Get a fucking job.
But now it's like, you'd be kidding. Crazy to give somebody, yeah, here's my $175 yeah, right? ticket to yeah. the show.
That ain't happening. That ain't happening. They announced the, not by the way, I think our friend Tony Thaxton will be there, though. The Milwaukee Summerfest schedule was announced.
I saw that.
And Motion City soundtrack is part of that.
I did not see that part.
But what I found interesting, and at the same time, yes and no, in 2025, on the third weekend of Summerfest, it's the three headliners up there, and I forget which the three names. The middle one's blurred out. I guess that's still to be announced, or maybe a surprise guess, but it's, you know, whatever. The Killers, Imagine, I'm making up names.
Yeah.
Killers, Imagine Dragons, blah, blah. Then there's that second one where the font's a little smaller, mm-hmm, and Chicago is one of them.
Huh.
And again, in 2025, I can understand that. But at the same time, they are still one of the top five American bands of all time. It feels like maybe they should, for the older demographic, be one of the bigger fonts. I'm having an internal fight with myself about it.
Well, maybe it kind of goes back to what you're saying, whenever that was, last week or something, that it's becoming less and less the actual band Chicago, and it's
but
just,
nobody knows that.
That's true.
You know, they just see that logo,
yeah,
and they go, oh, I know all those songs.
Right.
I hope Peter Cetera sounds great.
I think it's because there's fewer people of the demographic that want to go to a festival that would care about that. The one thing I thought was interesting, isn't Def Leppard one of the bands?
They're one of the giant fonts,
which is crazy. But that kind of proves my point. Is like, that's like 10 years younger than you. People who like grew up with Def Leppard.
I'm very much Def Leppard.
Well, you too. Right. You also. But when they were like, when I was, their biggest album was when I was 13 or 14 years old, whereas you were already in your 20s. And so there's still people who are of the age of like, yeah, I'll go to a festival to see my favorite bands. Whereas like, the Chicago bleeds into people 10 to 15, 20 years older than you.
Here's how, the only reason I'm going to interrupt you is this. Is Summerfest is not a festival in the way that Coachella is.
Oh, okay.
Summerfest is like what Chicago Fest used to be, where it's families and different stages.
All right.
And
you can go see one, like, can you buy a ticket to one thing?
I don't know how it works anymore,
yeah,
but in the old days, it would be you got in,
right,
and then you go, and I'm gonna go watch two shows at the Rock stage. Then I'm going to go over to the comedy stage. And I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
That's how Summerfest, well, I performed there years and years ago,
yeah,
bombed out of my fucking skull in the middle of a rainstorm in a tent. Then Nemo Phillips did a great job. But I,
that they, guy's full of shit.
They hated me. They hated me.
What a phony.
Me.
But one of the meanest people in show business, Emo.
I'm not a fan of his kindness, but that's the only reason I'm interrupting. So
that makes sense.
Chicago, to me, Chicago should be one of the big names.
Yeah.
If Def Leppard is Chicago, should be.
I guess my
because it hits the, you know, how what am I 50? I'll be 52, I think, this year. and Chicago hits 55 to 70.
Mm-hmm.
And those people want to go there. They go to that Summerfest is something they go to.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think that my point was like the Def Leppard demographic is like the middle of the demographic is people who's they're the age where their kids are now out of the house and they're like, hey, I'm free. Like,
yeah,
I'm going to go to a show again. Whereas people 15, 20 years older, they've already been through all that. I'm like, yeah, I don't need to go to concerts anymore. My back hurts.
Yeah. But they still go.
Some of them do.
Some
yeah.
go. You
yeah.
know, they go to, you know, who are the top three? Why are we talking about Milwaukee Summerfest? Who gives a fuck? But
it's a national event.
The first weekend is June 19th to the 21st is Def Leppard with Tesla, Hozier and Gigi Perez and James Taylor and with Jason Mraz and Tiny Habits.
One for you.
That's a crazy group of acts.
But they're there each night.
Right, okay.
You know, Def Leppard's Friday, James Taylor's set, you know, you know.
Because there's literally no one person who wants to see all those things.
No, and you're not going to.
Wait for the next weekend.
Yeah, what's the next weekend?
The three headlines of the next weekend, Lainey Wilson,
yeah,
The Killers, mm-hmm, and Megan Thee Stallion.
All right, so again, three different...
something for everybody.
Something for everybody.
The last weekend is Benson Boone, the aforementioned blurred out name, and then the Lumineers. Unless there is no second act, that's just...
No, there's going to be... there's got to be somebody there on Saturday.
What if it was going to be Kanye and they were like, we got to reschedule.
I saw that commercial. I went to the website. I bought one of those shirts.
Great. Oh, you got in before they shut it down.
I got it. Yeah, I got congrats. One of those shirts.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's going to be a collector's
item. Unfucking believable. That commercial was creepy and weird.
Yeah. But he's done that before, if I recall correctly.
Didn't
he do the same thing in a previous Super Bowl where he just was like, did like a cell phone video of like, I spent all my money and here's this, and then go to Yeezy.com. I don't know. He's a fucking nut bar.
I don't know. I think he just misunderstood at the moment. It's out of his fucking skull. Why we give him a second of our time is beyond me.
I know. We shouldn't have even brought him up.
Well, I wanted to do my hot I bought the t-shirt bit. I've been sitting on since the Super Bowl. But I think we're burying the lead about the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The most important thing that happened out of the Super Bowl was? I won
$400. Oh, that's right. Right, right. Yeah.
I won $400.
Yeah, you were all, well, not Garen, but everyone but Garen was in Charlie's soccer team's grid, squares, whatever, Super Bowl squares game. And you won the big one.
I had, Zoe and I had the greatest numbers, you know, 7-3 and something in 6-2, like whatever they were, the ones that you go, these are going to be great.
That's what you want, yeah.
And it looked like in the first quarter, the Chiefs had, Eagles had 7, and it was 7-0. It's like, oh, if they just kick a field goal, I'm going to win this quarter. Mm-hmm. And then it happened, or if I don't, Zoe can. Mm-hmm. Second quarter, same thing. So when it came to the fourth quarter, and it was the numbers were 2-0, I think they were.
40, yeah, it was 42-20, right?
42-22, right?
Or is it?
It was 40-22.
40-22, yeah.
So it was like 0-2, like, I don't know. Those are shit numbers. I don't even know who has those. And then I was looking at it. I was like, holy fuck. It's me. And then you texted, holy shit, Jimmy just won $400.
Yeah.
And then Oliver, who had been following along too, like, I don't know how we missed that I won.
Yeah.
I called him back and I go, Oliver, I don't have my glasses on. Could you read? I go, the final score was 40-22. Could you read? And he goes, 40 to, who, Dad, you won? And he's like, what do you get? Like, and I go, $400. Like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I think,
if I'm not mistaken, If the Eagles had kicked a field goal at the end of the game, then Zoe would have won. Like, that's how weird it was. Like,
it was,
and they just had no reason to. But of course, since I don't watch football, I'm like, well, there's 2 minutes left. All they have to do is like get maybe one or two first downs. Oh, because the Chiefs tried an onside kick and failed, so they were already at the 50.
Right.
It's like you did gain 12 yards and kick a field goal, and Zoe gets his money. But of course, they just ran the clock out instead. And which is infuriating to me.
Well, they didn't know about Zoe's square.
No, I thought someone should have told them. Get Jalen Hurts. What's his name? Something Hurts. Hurts Donut.
Something. Yeah.
I think Hurts. That's it. I think that's his name.
Get him
that's
on the
what
phone.
What he said to Mahomes when he walked off the field.
I think Hurts he said Donut. I think he said Mahomes. Smell you later.
Idiots. You're both idiots.
Jalen Hurts, yeah.
Jalen Hurts. Well, he did a great job. Congratulations to the Eagles. I saw the fans took down a light post.
Of course.
I think that's what you do.
Yeah.
Hey, let's take this thing down.
Well, when they won the NFC Championship game, a guy died from climbing up on a lamppost and falling.
So
they're like, let's try again.
Let's just take it down. Yeah. Take it down. Let's put it flat on the ground.
And then they all started kicking it like it was like a guy who had, you know, committed a heinous crime. Right. Like just gang.
What a weird. I've never, you know, people, I remember Steve Dahl talking about this way back in the day when Detroit would do this when they would win.
Yeah.
So it's been going on for decades.
Yeah.
What a weird reaction to, oh, we won. We got to fuck some shit up.
Yeah. I have a friend who used to make fun of the city of Los Angeles because like the Lakers would win and then that wouldn't happen. And he'd be like, this is such a weak, like, he's from Boston. He's like, God, this city's so weak. Like they don't even know how to celebrate. I'm like, so you want them to just, and then literally the next day a car was on fire. Yeah. It's just like, you just weren't looking. Like, they still are doing it.
But I stand by it. It's a weird reaction.
It's insane. But it's just that mob mentality of like, we're so fucking excited. Let's fuck shit up. Ah! And then there's horses riding up the street for no reason. What, did you see that?
I didn't.
In Philadelphia, there was just smashing and swinging. And then multiple people riding horseback.
I thought that was cool.
I mean, it is kind of cool.
If that was the main thing that they did, you'd be like, that's kind of cool.
But where did they come from? Like, what the fuck is happening?
Care. You got some horses.
It's the middle of the winter. They're riding horses.
I'd like to think that it was Budweiser and Anheuser-Busch. getting a free plug.
Yeah.
That little horse, he helps out.
Sure.
Noses that keg all the way to the place. Does a great job. Too tiny.
It was funny. There was two of those commercials that were basically identical.
Yeah?
It was, you mean
the mustache and the ear eyebrow? That
there
was weird.
Those two. Yeah. And then
thumbs down on both of them.
I think it was a little girl who was making something. And kind
oh,
of
the potato.
Yes, the potato.
You're right. Same thing.
Same commercial.
Yeah. You know which one I kind of like? I know we're way late to the game on this, but I kind of like the shit. What's the name of the water?
Dasani?
No, lightning. The one that looks like beer.
Liquid Death.
Where it's just like a heavy metal thing. It's like, they're all drinking Liquid Death. We're all drinking Liquid. It was just the same lyric over and over and over. Like a child wrote it.
I didn't see that one.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
It's just stupid. But
this is the weird. It's like, I don't care about the game. So I was at a friend's house, and so it was kind of noisy. I do want to see the commercials, and I couldn't really grasp it all. And with the commercial, and so same with the halftime show. I went home and watched it again in the privacy of my home so I could hear it and understand it better. But then the commercial is like, what am I going to do? Go on YouTube and literally like find every single one of them?
See,
like,
I'm the opposite. I don't care about the commercials at all.
Well, they have gone down. They used to be more exciting, I think. Like there used to be more of an event, it felt like, because regular commercials were really bad. And so, but now all commercials have celebrities in them. So it's like, who gives a shit?
Well, I certainly do. That's when it turned for me. It's like, I don't need to see all these celebrities.
Do you remember, you were in your 20s, but I remember when Michael J. Fox was in that Pepsi commercial, I was like, holy shit, this is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And same with like Michael Jackson, and, you know, even the Cindy Crawford ones felt like something special. Like they weren't normal, because normal commercials were cheap. But now they spend $1 million on every commercial and it's like, oh, yeah, here's more of that.
Yeah, I don't. And they leak them as well now.
Right.
So like, you saw that Billy Crystal one a week early. So it's like when it aired during the game,
yeah,
you didn't go, oh, look at this, which you may have reacted that way.
I had heard about it. I had not seen it, but
I thought it was fine.
It.
I thought Billy Crystal delivered his lines very nice. Hey, you know what movie I saw, by the way? I saw it, and Garrett, I don't know if you saw it. Did you see Hard Eyes?
No, I haven't been to the theater in a month.
Garen.
And that's like the number one on my list I want to see.
Nah, that seems high, but I'll tell you this. Some critic described it as the perfect mashup of a slasher movie and a rom-com. Mm-hmm. And this critic says it succeeds on both. I don't know who this guy is. Mason Gooding is the lead, the male lead. Mm-hmm. He's a amazingly handsome man.
Yeah, he's from the Scream movies.
Oh, he is. He can deliver a joke, man. He's fucking great. Anyway, it's good. I'm not saying it's great. You should go see it. But I will tell you, I was entertained. This guy's very good. I enjoyed the movie.
Cool. Right.
There you have it. Oliver and I also saw the Led Zeppelin documentary, Becoming Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, yeah.
That's 2 hours of it takes you through Led Zeppelin 2. So it's And then there's going to be two more. There's going to be two sequels.
Wow.
The middle era and then the end era. And here's what I'll say about this documentary. It's getting decent reviews. It's 2 hours long. I enjoyed it, and I don't think it's good. I don't think it's a very good documentary, but I enjoyed it. It's hard not to like. Like, they have all this found footage, and it's hard not to like Led Zeppelin in 1968, rocking,
right,
and so, and then hearing, I mean, and they're, and brother, and then they're when they talk, they're just like Rush, they're just nerds, and so that was interesting. It just was, I don't think they did a good job making the movie.
Did they interview Robert Plant and Jimmy Page like today? Like,
oh yeah,
like new interviews.
Yeah, and John Paul Jones.
Okay,
and then they have a found interview of John Bonham that's their big calling card. And
no one knew this existed.
Yeah, and it's okay. It's like,
yeah, what are the chances that a thing no one's seen in 45 years?
It's not even seen. It's just audio.
Oh wow! Yeah.
And it's you know, I'm guessing at some point they talk to they'll talk, if they are these two sequels, they'll talk to his kid.
Yeah.
But it I don't know why it wasn't great. But it's also weird to say I very much enjoyed it, but I don't think it was good.
No, I know what you mean. When a documentary is about a subject you're interested in, even if it's not good, you still feel like, well, that I liked watching that because I am interested in this, yeah. And I want
to
see
it. I don't know why it had to be on the IMAX screen.
That's the weird thing. To me, it sounds like the perfect case of, like, just put this on television, like on some streamer, and I'll watch it when there's three parts ready to go.
Yeah, I don't know if I would have done that.
Although I probably won't watch it because I don't care that much.
I was surprised when my son said he wanted to go, quite frankly. I said, hey, I'm going to go see that Led Zeppelin movie. You want to go? And he's like, yeah, I'll go. And
he likes to get the let out.
But now he's on a big jag. Now he's listening to Zeppelin nonstop.
Oh, okay.
So it worked for him.
Cool.
Go ahead, Elliot. I think you're going to like it. And by the way, movie IMAX, which is like $22 a ticket or something. It's stupid.
Yeah.
Jammed.
Wow.
Jammed. A bunch of old rockers like myself.
Sure.
And their kids. And Elon Musk and X.
Oh, wow.
Oh, the kid loved it. Kid loved it. Kept yelling at Robert Plant, you shut the fuck up. You're not really in Led Zeppelin. You shut the fuck up.
I would love it if he had Joe Pesci's voice instead of a child's voice. He just sounded like Joe Pesci.
You shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
That was not an impression of Joe. I was just saying it again. I don't want anybody to go, did Jimmy just think he was doing Joe Pesci? Because I was not. And I'm aware that I was not. Yeah. I don't do impressions. Never claimed to.
No. Except every once in a while you hit one.
Every now and then.
Accidentally.
Every now and then. By the way, my son, he is his father's son. He's lost noises. Noises Soprano is, he's lost it. Can't do it at home. What is that?
Oh, my audio's still on because of the thing from earlier.
Oh, I thought like it was an Alexa thing and Noises Audio is what Noises Soprano. But he's lost. He can't say.
That's a shame.
Yeah. Which is, like, what is Noises doing? And he tries to do it and he can't. He's like, and then we laugh about how he can't do it. Yeah, he's a good kid. We wish him a lot of luck because we do all teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
Going off to college.
Oh, no, it's going to be great.
We also, Danielle and I watched that documentary about that guy that wants to live forever. You know that guy?
I've heard that's really good or really, really interesting, I guess.
You'll go on an emotional journey in that you hate the guy. Mm-hmm. And you're like, look at this fucking idiot, weirdo. And then by the end of it, you go, all right, I kind of get what he's doing. And, you know, it's not my bag. And I still think he's nuts and he's not enjoying life, even though he's claiming he's enjoying life.
Mm-hmm.
But I mentioned it because his kid lives with him. And then his kid goes off to college and he just, you know.
He loses it.
Because he has nobody else. Oh, he has nobody else.
Jeez.
Isn't that where he gets his blood from?
Yeah.
What's he going to do now?
Yeah, he gets a transfusion from his kid. And then so he gets the plasma from his kid. And then he gives the plasma to his dad. He gives his to his dad.
So this is true. I thought we were making jokes.
Boy. No, that's, that's what happens. And this guy is.
That's crazy.
That's like when parents have a kid because their other kid is really sick and they need this kid to like help get better essentially. Yeah. So you're having a son so he can just vampires.
Well, that's not why. I mean, that's not the whole thing. It's
I think it's all. He's just like, I need to have a kid so that I can live forever.
He's got three other kids that don't talk to him because he left the Mormon church.
Yeah, he sucked him dry.
Yeah, right.
Oh, they're Mormons.
They're just dried out husks in the gutter.
Nosferatu. Poor shit with the mustache coming at you, Penguin style.
Stupid ass movie.
Yeah, horrible, right? Karen, thank you. Karen gets it. He hasn't been in the movies in over a month.
That's it. Ruined movies.
Yeah,
that was the last one.
Why is that the last movie you saw?
Because nobody can go right now.
Why can't you go?
It costs $30 to take an Uber to the AMC theater. It's ridiculous.
You don't have Waymo up here yet, right?
No, I looked into it the other day to go.
Isn't
to,
that more?
To a concert the other night.
Is that more?
Isn't Waymo more expensive? I thought it was.
It is.
Waymo expensive?
Hey!
Yeah.
It's stupid.
There's
not even a driver. Why? What are we paying extra for?
To not have a driver.
Isn't the whole point to save money?
I thought
for that company at least.
Oliver takes it. That's what he uses when he. And they've just expanded their. Where he could not go to their house with Waymo, he now can.
Yeah.
And they just added that 2 days ago, I think.
Oh, nice.
Specifically that house.
Oh,
I thought it would have been very specific.
Did he request it?
He put it in. He goes, what do you guys think about going here? They went, yeah, we'll do it.
So, since you ask.
I think there's a Waymo nest by my house. I think we may have talked about this before.
Yeah.
It's over by the CVS.
Yeah, there's
the
a
Ross.
Lot of
I would call the exterminator
a Waymo
then.
Nest.
Yeah. I don't know at all.
I don't know.
It's
I don't.
A weird thing to
that
call
sends
it.
Shivers down my spine.
It feels right though because yeah, they just kind of all go up there and they go up a ramp and they all kind of just sit together.
There's a lot over there, man.
Yeah,
I'm with it. I hate that it's taking a job away from somebody. Yeah. But at the same time, for my son, I like the idea that he's not getting in the car with a weirdo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I also, if it's me, I like not having to talk to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Because I always feel guilty that I'm not talking to the guy.
Yeah.
I have not done a Waymo, by the way. I say that. I've never done it yet.
I haven't either.
Oliver's done it a number of times. I've not done it.
It's crazy. I remember the movie Total Recall? They had those driverless cabs.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, we're living it, man. Mm-hmm. Get your ass to Mars.
What was that other? What was the?
Okay, you started as your normal voice and finished as Arnold.
Yeah, you did. I did.
What was the movie? It wasn't called Enhanced. What was the movie where the guy has like he gets in an accident and then he can like do karate because he's got
Smokey the Bandit?
Crash?
No,
Karate Kid.
Oh yeah, that's it. Because the
Kung Fu Panda.
Now what was it called?
Upgrade.
It might be Upgrade.
Citizen Kane.
That might be Upgrade, actually.
Is it black and white?
I mean, there's some parts that are kind of dark.
Rosebud. I don't know this Upgrade.
Cars? Is it Cars?
No, it's Cars.
Oh, no.
I remember that title. Who's in that Upgrade? Is it a woman?
No, it's shit. It
sounds like a movie that like that Patrick guy would be in.
If it's not Upgrade,
Patrick
it's
Wilson?
Very
Patrick Wilson, yeah.
I like that guy.
Generic guy who's just like, we couldn't get any of the seven huge stars. Let's get Patrick Wilson.
It's Lance.
That guy always delivers, though.
Yeah, he's good.
Always good.
He's really good.
But I'm with you. He just misses being a star.
Because he's not distinctive looking enough. He's just slightly generic. He's very handsome. But he's
also not a character actor.
Right.
He is a leading man.
He's caught in the no man's land between being distinct looking enough to be a star and being weird looking enough to be a character actor like Bill Macy or something.
It is Upgrade, Elliot.
Yeah, that's the movie. That's the movie that I was thinking of, but now I realize I'm wrong about the plot point, which is it's Upload where they have the automated cars.
Oh, that's the TV show.
Yeah. And it turns out that there's like a spoiler alert, a conspiracy about the automated car doing something it's not supposed to do.
Speaking of spoiler alert,
what is that based on? Not reality, of course.
Yeah, no, not at all.
That could never happen.
Let me ask you two a question, Garen and Elliot, because you guys watch these shows and Matt does not. Elsbeth and Matlock.
Yes.
They were gone for a long time.
They are back.
They've returned.
Yes.
What have you thought about the episodes that have returned? And obviously, you can tell I guess it's a little loaded.
I feel like Elsbeth is still going. Matlock, I'm wondering how. I still like it. I like the characters and stuff.
I thought that first Matlock back was atrocious, and it made me mad because I couldn't wait for it to come back. And I thought the most recent one was okay. It just seems like it's spinning its wheels. It feels a little redundant.
It's also they're playing hands in ways that I think are definitely pointing towards what is going to happen, and it feels a little lazy.
What do you mean, Gary?
Yeah, maybe
that there's a mystery behind the show, and they're making character choices that 100% make it sound like they're setting it up to be a surprise, and it is not working as a surprise.
Oh, Jesus!
I mean, they're playing hands.
Yeah, that's what I heard. And I don't know what that.
I don't want to spoil.
I also wonder if maybe I'm rude, but I don't know what he's talking about. maybe I'm going to be surprised by it.
Well, you know what fences meant, so you're already out of the game.
There's no confirmation. That's what it means.
Did you look that up?
It just describes what the term means. It doesn't
not where
say
it came
what
from.
It's referring to
the origin.
Yeah.
And then Elsbeth, I thought the first one back, the one with was it Blair Underwood? What was the one? Or no, with Eric McCormick.
Yes.
I didn't care for that one.
Oh, all right.
But then the one after that I liked.
I thought that...
I thought the performances were great.
I had just watched a thing that was like an analysis of why Columbo works.
Yes.
And then when I saw that episode, I was like, that's exactly what Columbo does. Because it's like he ingratiates himself. He's like... When Columbo does this, he's like in awe of the murderer, basically, like whatever it is that they do that's great. He says how great they are and blah, blah, blah. And I felt like that episode did that in spades.
Interesting.
So I liked it well enough.
I stand by what we said before in that they they reveal too quickly that she knows. Like they don't. Whereas Columbo toys with them a little bit more.
Yeah.
She.
Yeah, maybe.
Too quickly.
Maybe.
And also, we get it. She's quirky. Put down the fucking bags. We get it. Like it doesn't work for me anymore.
I think it needs to cause her more. Like it should cause her more trouble because nobody carries that many bags.
That's the thing, and they don't do. They're nothing but prop.
Yeah,
and so if there's no payoff to the 9 bags, then what? Then why are we still doing it 8 episodes in?
I think that's fair. I do like her outfits, though. I think they're fun.
They're fun.
Are we ever going to take a break?
Yeah, we got to do mail too.
We got a lot to do.
We got a lot to do.
Two celebrity sightings.
Yeah, we might have to save one of those for Monday.
Well, I have photographic evidence.
Oh boy.
Well, mine's better.
You don't know that.
You don't know that.
You don't know that.
We have no idea. It probably isn't, but.
We also need to. In fact, let's do this now. Let's do this taste test before the break.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
We could do it in the break so we're not eating on mic.
No, then we don't get the actual reaction.
Okay.
Open it up.
Well, I found them. Post Malone Oreos, guys.
There they are. Now, I will tell you this. You texted us that you found them.
Yeah.
And because they had been elusive.
Yeah.
And the second that you, that day I went to Target, they were also there. So all of a sudden, they're everywhere.
I think they finally reached their destination.
All right. So the premise of these, again, what are these are cinnamon swirls or something?
Even the smell when the bag opened was strong.
You don't like
strong.
It. What's the premise?
Get away from
I got to feel like that's what happens when you meet Post Malone.
Yeah. just. Even if, no, just
I don't know what you're
inhale.
Doing.
Inhale. Just no. Don't even take it.
I can't
smell.
Just breathe in with your nose.
Oh, that sounds like chemicals.
It might have been stronger when it was first opened.
Yeah.
Anyway, the premise of the Post Malone Oreo, what it says here is, it's Posties swirled salted caramel and shortbread flavor cream.
Did you say it's Posties?
Posties. I guess that's what they call him, Posty.
They call him Posty?
It's Posty's swirled salted caramel.
He was in a Super Bowl commercial with that other fella.
Yeah.
Does he have a candy company too? Is that why he's got his own caramel swirl?
And then the back, this is in his scritchy, scratchy handwriting.
I'm not sure why you were mad at that.
I wasn't mad, but the look on your face was just like you presented that information, you got nothing, and then you kind of just sat with yourself for a second.
Yeah, it's that kind of a day, apparently. Yeah.
No, it's not. You said you did your other thing that sucked, and then you had this thing that was just a conversation.
Oh, by the way, the cookie on the outside, there's 9 different designs. So you can look for, you know.
Are they of his all? Tattoos?
I think you said that the last time we were talking about this.
Come on, man. Don't
and
recycle.
The answer, now I think when I'm seeing them, I think the answer is no. Look, one of them looks like a record.
Okay, that makes sense.
All right, well, hand me one of them.
Okay. Well, let me read, as you eat it, let me read you. Oh, wait. Was I supposed to open it this way?
I don't know.
Yes.
Oh, is there?
Oh, did you open it wrong? Oh, there's the thing on the top. The
so you can reclose it.
Yeah. Oops.
Because that always works flawlessly. <You're good. laughs> Things never connect right.
Wait a minute.
I can smell the caramel.
This just looks like one of those. There's no swirl. I thought there was a swirl.
It's in the inside. Open it up. Oh. Yeah.
All right, so this is a Post Malone Oreo. Is that the premise here? These are Oreos.
Yeah. And let me read what he wrote to us on the back. He sent Thank us a little message. Can't Ooh. Believe they let me make my own Oreo cookie. So happy everyone gets to try the taste twist. Hope you love it as much as I do. That's 3 consecutive sentences where he didn't put a pronoun at the beginning of it or an article. What is it called? When you say, I can't believe, you just said, can't believe.
Subject.
So happy. I'm so happy. I hope you love it. I'm fixing it for him. All right.
I got to be honest. Whenever I write an email, I leave those off too. And then the Grammarly AI that fix your grammar always says, here's how we would fix that. And they always then put those in there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I did not want to include those.
There, I saw an article about how people don't, especially texting, people just leave those off now. It's more casual.
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm not actually mad at him. I think that's how people talk. But it's weird that they like... You know, someone typed that out and then they put it into a scripty looking font and then printed it on the back of a billion different bags.
I liked that. I thought mine was perfectly. If you want a sweet cookie, it ticks the box.
Here's what the quote unquote swirl looks like.
Yeah.
Not very swirly, honestly.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm wondering if you. It seems like the chocolate cookie pops off more easily than the vanilla cookie.
Well, not in my. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, you're right. I'm trying to get
you're
it.
Trying to undo
I'm trying to get it on the other side.
Because I feel like...
Because on the other side's all caramel or shortbread, whichever. See. I don't know which is which.
I kind of wondered whether or not if you got it the other way, you would see the swirl better.
I thought you were trying to twist it the other way to make the swirl come back.
That's gonna... what was your take, Elliot?
As far as the flavor of this?
Yeah.
It is a very sweet cookie.
It's a sweet cookie.
Sweeter. I think sweeter than your typical Oreo.
Oh, definitely sweeter than your typical. Yeah.
I didn't mind it.
No, I'll have another one.
I was primed to dislike it, and
yeah,
I liked it. It was pretty.
It's just fine.
It's pretty good.
Yeah,
I thought it would taste more like caramel. Like it tastes more like a regular Oreo than I expected. I guess
I thought it would taste more like tattoos.
Yeah. Oh wait, I didn't even look at the design on mine.
Oh
shit, I blew it.
I think they're all the. Are they not all the same?
Is each package all has just the same?
Oh, it tastes a little bit like tattoo. Fucking just weird
today. I defended you seconds ago that you're not a mess, and now after that tattoo thing, I'm back to you're a mess.
I mean, I liked it.
Yeah, you like everything you say.
Sure, otherwise I wouldn't say it.
They are different.
Sometimes I wish I hadn't said things.
Yeah, let me have another one, Matt.
This one looks like a sunflower. I know he had a song called Sunflower.
Oh, he did?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, so the black part, the chocolatey part, that's the change. Hey, look at that! Hey, look at that swirl.
twist it the other way. Okay. Come back.
Yeah, I think the blonde side is all the same. They're just this typical Oreo design. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, best of luck to Posty. He's doing a great job.
Way to go, Posty!
What would go great with this kind of cookie? A Shirley Temple 7-Up. Just really compliment each other.
I think we may have consumed the last existing can of that.
I'm not gonna lie to you. Not unlike every cookie, if this was in my pantry,
they'd be gone
in a day and a half.
It's taking all of my willpower to not eat another one right now.
They're really good.
It's very good.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say it. It's better than a regular Oreo, which I didn't expect to think about this. I like you guys, I thought it was gonna not be very good I don't know. But I think it's better.
I think it's different because I love Oreos.
That caramel kind of has like a root beery kind of feel to it, which I like.
Yeah, I like this.
There's something about it.
I wanted to hate this, and I don't.
Something about it is...
just like Post Malone.
It's true. You think it's it looks disgusting, but it tastes great. Wait.
Do I like him? I don't know if I do. I don't have an opinion.
I think I could probably find three songs just like with Ted Sullivan and Taylor Swift. I could probably find three songs you like. I don't listen to him though. I just know that I know the hits, and some of them are fine.
Mm-hmm.
He's talented. He's got a really great voice, but
he makes music that you don't expect to hear out of him.
Yeah,
he was the first of the face tattooed weirdos who's making songs
You're actually good.
That, yeah, like oh wait, you're talented. I thought you were going to be a weirdo, like who's just kind of. I thought he kind of was a rapper at first, right? But he was kind of doing that melodic rap thing.
I thought he was a basketball player. I don't know what the hell was going
on. That's Karl Malone.
Yeah, there you go.
They call him the mailman,
or Moses Malone if you want to go further back.
Sure. Maybe he's the mailman.
No, Karl Malone was the mailman because he always delivers.
What was the other guy?
Moses Malone?
Did he have a nickname? He brought the commandments.
I mean, it's Moses. Yeah, exactly. It's Moses.
Did Moses Malone have a nickname? I don't know.
How did he not have the top commandments of the 10 commandments of basketball?
Because that was back in the days where we didn't do shit like that.
You know what? I will say this.
Years later, if he was 10 years later, he would have, Garen. Yeah.
Do you remember if you go into like a record town or tape world or whatever, they'd have the posters on the rack and and it would be like, oh, it's Poison, it's Motley Crue, and then suddenly it'd be like, and it's Michael Jordan, and then we're getting into sports for some reason. I don't know why sports are here. They used to make posters that were like that idea, like it would be Moses Maloney, he'd be holding the Ten Commandments. Yeah. They would do shit like that, and it would be, or it'd be like Dr. J, and he's got like a lab coat on. Right? Yeah. Like, so I wouldn't be surprised if there was, like maybe they did do a there photo shoot been. With Moses Malone like that. And if they did, I need to own that poster now. I have to find it.
We used to, for some reason, when the, you know, we had that at JR's music shop, we had that.
The rack.
The giant, you know, metal of 20 posters, you know, 10 of those, different posters on each side. When the new posters arrived, for some reason, it was exciting. And I remember Keith loved putting in the new posters. Yeah. He loved putting them in. And again, I don't know why that was a big deal. There it is.
Wait, is that Moses Malone as Moses?
I guess.
I guess it's...
What's he doing? What's he holding?
He's holding like a
A staff?
Scythe?
There's kind of a Red Sea there, but made out of basketballs.
Oh, he parted the red. He parted the sea of basketballs.
Yeah,
that's kind of,
maybe a crook. Could it be a crook?
Shells on the bottom,
like a shepherd. Right. Like
a shepherd. Is that a shepherd's crook? Is that what that's supposed to be over there?
I guess it's kind of hard to tell.
It's very dark. It's like,
yeah, could be a sling blade. Some people call it a sling blade.
Zoom in on that. It does. It looks like a scythe. That makes no sense. I don't think Moses carried a scythe.
You don't think that's how he's part of the Red Sea, where he just kind of swacked at it?
I think they got confused between Moses and death.
Wait, it's kind of, oh, it's a Nike swoosh.
Oh, it is.
He's holding a giant swoosh.
It's a shepherd's crook in the shape of a Nike swoosh.
Oh, that's funny.
Boy, that didn't come off well. Photographically.
No. That poster didn't sell well.
I can't believe you didn't recognize that from Tape World.
I didn't. Although, I guess somewhere deep in my memory, I knew that existed somehow. But like, what's very disappointing to me about it, and I understand the legality issues, but they clearly didn't have the permission of the NBA because he's just wearing a generic red
uniform. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
There's no markings. There's not even a number on it. It's just a blank... Yeah. Red tank top with red shorts.
It looks like one garment.
It does look like it looks like a singlet.
Not a great look. Yeah, he looks like he's ready to wrestle.
Loose singlet.
Yeah. Loose singlet, by the way, is the name of my fantasy baseball team.
Write it down.
Write it down, Garen.
Loose.
Write it down, Garen.
Write it down.
Not really yelling it.
Yeah, someone had to manufacture a big swoosh for him to hold.
Yeah.
That's a cool idea.
And they loved it.
The idea on paper, much like many sketch comedy ideas, on paper.
Yeah,
it seems like a good idea. But yeah. Then in execution.
I still think he should have been holding the tablets. Yeah. And the tablets could have been swoosh shaped, I guess.
Sure.
Could they have been?
No. No. I'd like to. Yes, and. But
what if the tablets were like, thou shalt not travel?
The Ten Commandments of basketball.
And they're shaped like shoes.
Thou shalt
dunk.
No,
they're not shaped like shoes. They're shaped like the tablets.
No. Looking from the bottom up.
Like a sole of a shoe. I know we're shitting on him now because he's had a lot of stinkers.
Yeah.
But this time I'm agreeing. The sole of a shoe is basically a good tablet shape.
Yeah. And then
it is kind of a tablet shape.
Yeah.
But it's just, it looks more like a peanut or whatever a shoe looks like.
Mm-hmm.
What would the other commands be? Thou shalt not bring that shit into my house.
Thou shalt not double dribble.
Well, I'm just thinking more like trash talk commandments. Like,
sure. Thou shalt not.
Well, you said travel to start with.
Yeah. I know. I changed my mind. The rules felt a little weak. Like,
I think the trash talk thing.
But it's got to have the attitude of a Moses Malone. You know, like thou shalt not travel. It's just like, well, that's what your coach would tell you in fifth grade.
That's what I want on my poster.
Okay.
I would say thou shalt not trash talk would be one of the ten, because you're trying to.
You have to trash talk.
You want a clean game.
Well, if it was like a Barkley type, then it would be more trash talk.
It's a clean game.
I don't know Moses Malone. I don't know what his persona was.
Yeah. Now, what was he famous for scoring wise?
He was a center. He was a big guy.
All right. So
I think he got a lot of dunks and a lot of blocks and a lot of
rebounds. Let my dunk go in. Could that be
okay?
Instead of let my people go.
Garrett shoots it down. I was ready to support him, but then once he repeated it, I was like, yeah, that does suck.
Yeah. Garrett knows the fundamentals, Elliot.
He's laughing.
Well, I don't hear him piping up with
anything. No, he's coming up with nothing over there.
Yeah. He's just sitting back laughing at our ignorance.
Yeah.
I don't want to make you guys feel intimidated.
Thank you, Garrett. Appreciate that.
I wanted it to be more like thou shalt not fake the funk on a nasty dunk. Like, that would be fun.
Okay. Sure.
Now, see, Ellie, if you said it that way.
Yeah, I'm not on board with that.
100%.
I think it's important that we come up with an ad campaign for something from 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, look, LeBron could do it, or Luka Doncic.
But he's not Moses.
But they're not Moses.
Doesn't matter.
It does matter. That's the whole fucking premise.
Some other Moses will come along and they can use this idea, right? Maybe LeBron can. Well, no, he already has his kids. Someone else needs to have kids and name one of them Moses.
Elon Musk.
Yeah.
He seems to like throwing waves
around. Squared Moses.
Moses with an X in the middle of it?
There you go.
Yeah.
O-X-E-S.
He loves the X. I don't know if you heard this, Garen. And then we got to take a break. He wanted to name PayPal X.
What?
We'll take a break.
Hey, gang. Matt here with some dates for you. Never Not Funny is now on Blue Sky at Never Not Funny. Follow us there, please. And then Jimmy Pardo is doing a bunch of stand-up dates this year. You can catch him most immediately. Zany's in Rosemont on the 16th of April. On the 17th of April, he's at the Comedy Attic in Bloomington. And then he's at the Jukebox in Peoria, Illinois on the 18th of April. May 7th, he's in Denver at the Bug. May 8th, he's in Michigan at the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase. And May 9th, the Hashtag Comedy Theater in Columbus, Ohio. Go to jimmypardo.com to get all his dates and deets and buy those tickets there. And then actually, before all of that happens, next Thursday, February 20th, we are live streaming the audio. And you should check it out because there will be a code that we only reveal live that will get you anything from the sidewalk sale for $2.50 plus shipping. Incredible deal if you wanted to pick up a hat or I don't know what else is left there. Maybe a couple of collector plates. Some fun stuff to check out either way. But please join our live stream 10:30 a.m. Pacific time on February 20th. You can hear us do the show live. We'll be chitter-chattering even in the breaks, I'm sure. So, and we have a fun fan-favorite guest coming that day. It'll be fun. So do that and enjoy. Oh, wait, I forgot about the perks. If you're obviously you're a Platinum member, if you want to keep your subscription rolling, don't forget to check your address in the perks section, the Platinum section of our website. Make sure your address is correct. You really don't have to do anything else unless you're tier 4 or higher. You may have to say who you want to do your private phone call with at tier 4 or higher. But otherwise, just check that your shipping address is correct. And if you're opted out and you want to opt back in, toggle that thing. If you're opted in and you want to opt out, maybe you don't want the yearbook. Maybe you don't want the tote bag. But you can do all that at nevernotfunny.com. Platinum, click the perks and enjoy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the program, episode 35X. Is that what we're on? That's, yeah, that's what started this whole thing.
X gonna give it to you.
You shut your fucking mouth.
No,
that's what X says. our next 35Y/Z, I don't know how we're doing that this year, will be next Thursday. We'll be recording it. That is the, what day is that? The 20th of February, I believe?
Yeah.
February 20th, that'll be our live stream. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be live streaming, and just like our last live stream, the sidewalk sale will be bananas.
What's that mean?
And that means that here's what it's going to be. Everything will be $2.50.
What? Oh, boy.
During that, during the live recording. Everything will be
$2.50
plus shipping
right.
And tax, whatever. But yes, everything will be $2.50.
So yeah. Basically, they're just covering your expenses at that point.
I don't even know if it's doing that.
We're losing money on this.
Yeah, we are. We're losing
money. But you have to listen live to get the code that will allow right. you to get that. And if you miss it, you miss it.
Yeah, but the sidewalk sale is coming to it's coming to its close. Mm. There are some things that are left, and I would like to get them out of the storage area.
Sure.
So $2.50. And if you just bought something, I apologize.
Well, that's how sales work.
That's how sales work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
May I piggyback a little bit?
Nope. Talking about Tee Public right now.
Oh, very good.
Go to Tee Public. There's a new, it's teepublic.dashery.com, I think is the new address.
Nevernotfunny.dashery.com.
Oh, that's what it is. Never Not Funny. What is it, Garen?
Nevernotfunny.dashery.com.
And that basically brings you to our Tee Public page.
But you're not, you don't see all the other Tee Public stuff.
Correct.
So that way it's just us. It's a white label version of Tee Public.
And there's a couple of new designs up there. So head over there and get take advantage of the hot new designs that are happening at
and if you can't remember that link, just go to nevernotfunny.com and click store. Yeah, and
it's been updated.
Yeah, very good. So that's it. Now, you wanted to do some piggybacking, you said?
Yeah, so I just want to remind folks that the site is up for you to make your selections for the perks. There are very few things you have to do. At this point, I think it's only tier 4 and higher that have to make a selection. They put in the thing for choosing which of us you want to do your video call with.
And they can do that right on the site?
I believe so, yes. That's what was set up. But for the rest of you, get your finances in order, obviously. If you're listening to this, you're at least a tier 1. So if you want to go up to tier 2 or above for the bag and the new yearbook, you can see the cover design. You can get a sense of what the theme of that's going to be. And
check out the tote bag. It looks great.
Yeah,
that's a mock-up, but that's what it'll look like, yeah. Basically.
And it's our boy Chad doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Chad does a great job.
Yeah.
And in fact, I just got my tour shirts. I apologize.
No, that's
I'm
right.
Going to go back. My tour shirts have come in. And they look great.
Nice.
Chad did a great job.
Cool. Yeah, you can ask the folks who got the t-shirts last year about the quality there. And then make sure that your address is complete and correct.
Please.
In the system.
Yes.
We are going to say this many times, and I realize some folks, like for me, I listen to a bunch of podcasts, and some of them I'm still listening to November podcasts. So we're going to try to give you as much time as we can, but it's probably going to be maybe a month or 6 weeks after the new season starts when we'll close that off.
Mm-hmm.
So tell other fans. You know, make sure if you hear this that you make a point of making your selections for if you want physical perks or not. If you opted out of t-shirts, let's say last year, you will still be opted out now. So you have to go into the site, log into your account, and toggle it back to turn that on.
Yeah, okay.
So just make sure that you do that if it was toggled off before. And it doesn't hurt to double check to make sure your address is current and all that kind of stuff.
By the way, I'm going to give you a little warning. If you're still listening to podcasts from November, those election ones are going to be a little surprising for you.
Oh,
you're
going
to hear probably some very sad people. Maybe some very happy people, depending on what you're listening
to. Yeah, I don't know what you're listening to.
No, I'm listening to one of the radio labs where they're talking about the upcoming election.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess people didn't like her laugh. hey, speaking of the Zoom call, I'm glad you have mentioned this, Elliot. Going to try again the 22nd of February. That's a Saturday. 22nd of I'll be sending out an email as well. People so sign up, and that'll be the first day that I start doing those and knock them out, and then, you know, through them. For Zoom call for season 35.
Yeah.
Yeah, so from last year.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Yeah. Those still have to be done.
Oh, and there's one other thing that I think we should hit harder, which is there is going to be a time limit on the physical perks for this year. There kind of was last year. It's going to be a hard time limit. It'll probably be like a month, maybe two, after the beginning of season 36. So don't sleep on this if you're interested.
Yeah.
Make sure you get in.
All right. Well, Elliot has spoken. You heard him right over there, and he is the creator of Ilios. all right. Now, listen, I heard through the grapevine that Matt Belknap and potentially even Garen Cockrell have had celebrity sightings.
That's right.
Since we've been gone. So let's get into that.
I finally...
Stop it.
By all means. I forgot how it works. It's been so long since I've had one.
Celebrity Garen Sachs.
I know I complained recently about how I haven't had a lot of any celebrity sightings recently, and
yep.
You know, it just felt ridiculous. I will, full disclosure, I would not have seen this person. My wife saw this person and said, "Is that that person?" And then I did a walk by, did another walk by, could not confirm because this person would not turn their head the correct direction, and then. Then my wife saw this person again and said, "I'm pretty sure that's them." I got up and walked right towards them and finally did, in fact, confirm it. But that, so if the question was, is Matt not having celebrity sightings because his head is up his ass? The answer is yes. That is exactly what's happening. I'm incapable of seeing human beings anymore.
You were at a restaurant.
Yes.
Okay.
We were at a lunch spot in Toluca Lake.
So this is a celebrity who eats.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know it.
Okay. Were they with other people?
Yes.
Okay. Is it a gentleman?
No.
Is it a lady?
It is.
And is it an actress?
Yes.
In mostly for movies or television?
Television.
This is a television star.
Yes.
But it's a television star that you weren't sure if it was her. And why weren't you sure?
Like I said, she wouldn't turn her head in a way that made me confident that I could.
So you have to believe Elise's, basically.
I was no. I did eventually. I'm saying the first two times I walked by her.
Did she think it was weird you kept walking past?
I tried to make it like I was just going to the bathroom. And then on the way back from pretending to go to the bathroom, I had to stop and pretend I was looking at my Apple Watch, like doing something with it. Yeah. Like, oh, what's going on here? Because I was waiting for her to turn her head.
She wouldn't
turn her head. So I was basically just seeing like the back three quarters of her head, and it was very annoying.
I hear she's trouble on the set like this. Is she known for comedy or drama?
Comedy.
Comedy.
Yeah.
This is a comedy.
Older lady?
Yes.
50s?
Older. Older.
60s?
Older.
Is it Jean Smart?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
There we are. Jean Smart was enjoying. Where were you at, Matt?
Sweet Salt.
Sweet Salt, the place that I always did a little disappointed.
They moved. They got a new location.
The location was not my problem.
Try it in the new location. You're going to like what you see.
I always felt it was just fine.
Yeah, that's accurate. It's it's now in where the Honey Baked Ham used to be. I don't know if you ever went in that place.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So it's actually less, I think, ambiance wise, it's a step down because mm-hmm. that's just got like a big, it's tall, like almost like warehouse ceiling that's kind of cold and weird.
What happened to Honey Baked? They go out of business?
I don't know. I don't think they need a storefront. Or that was one of those weird, it was a Honey Baked ham, but it was also a restaurant. Like you could go in and get like a sandwich, but you could also just go in and pick up your ham.
Yeah.
For like Thanksgiving, holidays, or Christmas, or whatever.
I wonder if the one near me is still open, the one in Culver City.
It might just be the thing where it's like now it's all through the mail. Like it's all on the internet and you just order it on the internet and you get it shipped to you.
I should tell you this. Whenever I've had a Honey Baked ham, they were delicious.
They're good.
But it never occurred to me like, oh, I'm in Culver City. I should go get lunch. I'll go get a sandwich at Honey Baked ham. Never.
No, it doesn't. I live a mile from that place and I never went there to eat there. I would go. I did pick up a ham once or twice for Christmas or whatever, but.
Yeah. I think I would feel weird sitting there eating, knowing that most people are getting a boxed ham in the back. Like,
well, again, it wasn't very welcoming as a restaurant. It was kind of just like tables thrown, like kind of harem scarum around the floor. It just didn't seem inviting or like it was like, oh, I guess if you want to eat here, you can. Like it was like an afterthought to what they were doing. But
that's kind of how I feel about the Wiener Schnitzel in Burbank as well. Like, you want me in here or not? I can't tell if you want me in here.
There's never anyone else in it. I can tell you that much.
Yeah. It's,
if you go in, you are the only person in there.
They're very attentive because they're excited somebody showed up.
Yeah.
But then, I both love and loathe when I'm the only person in there eating. I love it because I don't like people around me, and I loathe it because I don't like being the only guy. Like, what
it feels
what
like something.
What does
somebody
else know?
Yeah, why am I?
Why am I the only guy? All right, so Jean Smart, did you talk to her? Did you show her trophy or anything?
What happened was like when I finally was like, so that's one of those places where you order at the counter and then you sit down, and there's like a water station to get your water, and so after I had failed to confirm that it was her twice. Elise was like, oh, she's back up there. And I was like, oh, I do need more water. So I walked up to the water thing and she turned around. She hugged some guy and then turned around and like literally it was like we were this far apart. And I looked right in her face and I was like, that is 100% Jean Smart. I think it's one of those things where to explain the confusion, you know, when you see her on television, she's made up. She's, you know, she's all gussied up.
Yeah.
Like a Jezebel. this was just like a casual Saturday for her.
Lunch, yeah.
Yeah. She wasn't trying to do whatever. So
who was she with?
It looked like family, like younger people. Oh, okay. I don't know if she's got kids or it could have been kids and even grandkids. I'm not sure. It looked like people at least 30 to 60 years younger. No, 30 to 50 years younger than her.
Can I be completely honest with you? Every second you're talking, I'm like, do I want another one of those Oreos?
I told Garen to put them out of my sight, and he did not do that. He put them across the room, but I can still see them.
In fact, one could argue they're directly in your view.
Yeah, he's like rubbing it in my face.
Do you want me to rub it in your face?
No.
You wouldn't eat them anymore.
If it went into my mouth accidentally, that would be no one's fault.
I don't know if
I can still see
that better.
No, it's fine.
Thank you.
But give Jimmy one. He sounds like he wants one.
I do not want one. I mean, I do.
Yeah.
They're right here, just out of sight.
Yeah, I see them. They're not out of sight for me. Nor are they out of mind.
Out of sight.
All right, well, Jean Smart, Danielle worked with her last year. She was a presenter at the Writers Guild Awards.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. And by all accounts, was very, very nice.
Seemed like a nice lady.
Very nice. We wish her luck as we do all stars.
Do you know, here's a piece of, in honor of SNL's 50th anniversary, which we're celebrating now instead of next fall when it actually is their 50th anniversary. Do you know who replaced Jean Smart on Designing Women?
Oh.
I do. It is, it's not Julia Duffy. It is, it's SNL related. Who is, it's...
What, another blonde lady?
No.
No, oh. It is, it's not Julia Sweeney. It is, shit.
I think I know.
What does it say, Garen?
I don't want to take away your thunder.
What the fucking thunder? I'm struggling to think of a name.
Is it Jan Hooks?
Yeah, Jan Hooks.
Right.
Yes. Yep. And she was great on there.
I never watched it. See, it didn't seem like it was for me, even though I did watch Golden Girls. Somehow,
Golden Girls was more for you. Designing Women was, you know, it had an agenda, and you were of an age that maybe you were too young to want to have to listen to that agenda.
I was a teenager. I was a teenage boy. I had no interest in middle-aged women designing clothes.
It was more about political views and stuff like, you know, those, the woman who created it, pusher.
Oh, really?
Used down your throat.
Oh, I didn't know there was.
As did Dixie Carter.
You're saying it was conservative? It had a conservative bent?
No.
It was the opposite.
Yeah.
It was a feminist, I would say.
Yeah. Huh. It had a very.
I never knew this about the show.
Yeah.
It just looked like a stupid sitcom to me. Like,
no, it was better than that.
Okay.
It was better than that. And the acting was terrific. And
that Meshack Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
His bright shirts.
Annie Potts was great. And the
cast was great. Yeah.
Yeah.
They were dealing with life and the problems that women have.
Yeah.
We watched it in our household. I don't know that I had control over the television to not watch it, but I didn't hate it.
The thing is, I watched Murphy Brown, which is also basically a feminist sitcom, and I liked it. But there was more going on.
That was more situation comedy.
Oh, really? It wasn't really sitcom-y?
It was, but not. It wasn't. Murphy Brown was
a sitcom. Yeah, it was like it was basically Mary Tyler Moore.
Yeah, and this was more. I don't know. I dare say highbrow, but it was because that's not fair to either show.
Interesting.
I watched it because, Monday nights I would be home
right.
from the road. So it was that. And we talked about this, Northern Exposure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what was the other thing that was on?
There must have been another sitcom.
Murphy Brown, right? Wasn't it Murphy Brown?
Probably.
Designing Women.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I think Designing Women wins the shoulder pants wars of those shows.
Yeah, I think it does too.
Do I get one today? Can I have one?
I gave it to you.
Did you say the shoulder pants
award?
Yeah,
you said pants, but I didn't want to.
I was trying to say pads.
I was not going to call you out on it.
Thank you.
I'm just trying to explain why maybe that didn't go the way you wanted it to. Yeah.
They did have a lot of shoulder pads.
Yeah.
And that poor Delta Burke, she would fluctuate with her weight. People would get very upset with her.
Up and down.
Yeah. What's that?
Up and down.
Up and down. That poor.
Like a yo-yo.
They leave her alone. Leave her alone.
Yeah.
She dead. She's dead, isn't she?
Oh.
Is she?
Maybe.
Isn't Delta Burke dead? I know Dixie Carter's dead. Is Delta Burke passed away too, didn't she?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, she's gone.
She's 68.
Is she still married to Gerald McCraney?
Well, he's gone, isn't he?
I think he did pass
away. Oh, he died? Maybe that's who I was thinking about.
Still married. No, Steve's still alive.
He's hanging in there? He was on.
So we've just killed both.
No one's dead.
I think what just happened. Dead?
Somebody has.
Oh, dude. Speaking of the curse, this is terrible. But Elise has been. She's a few months behind on the show. Right? She's on the Kyle Secor episode now, I think. But anyway, she was listening to a show from December, and she said someone was here, and they said something about Altadena, and you were like, oh, man, Altadena, it's like everybody's moving up there. What's going on?
Oh, no!
Yeah, we may have cursed Altadena.
Oh, no! Well, Dawes is getting, they're getting,
saw them on the Grammys.
Finally getting the attention they deserve.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's because he lost his house.
Yeah. But that was, well, I watched did we talk about the fundraising con? I can't remember, but that was great. And then the Grammys performance was great, too.
I love L.A., huh?
Yeah. I like they changed the lyrics. Made about firefighters.
Yeah. they did.
Because you can't do the actual lyrics that are just like, look at that homeless guy.
Yeah, look at that.
You know, it's like, it's supposed to be satirical. Like, it's sort of ripping.
And they did it where they were celebrating.
They made it nice, yeah.
The way that everybody thinks it is, anyway.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of changing the lyrics, Dennis Leary was recently on Jimmy Fallon, and he they did that asshole song, and they redid the lyrics on that.
Okay.
And, they do one about Taylor Swift that does not work at all, but the other ones are all very good.
Oh, I should check that out.
It's and then you can see Dennis Leary is slowly morphing into Rachel Maddow's cousin.
I saw an ad for his new show and I was like, wow, that guy. I don't want to be cruel, but I don't know that he's aging very well.
He is looking like he's actually looking like Martina Navratilova, or Billie Jean King.
I was going to say the Joker, but yeah.
As Danielle pointed out, it's like he has blonde hair.
Yeah.
And so if his hair is graying, let it go gray. Instead, he's this blonde haired that we've all known to be a blonde haired guy is dyeing his hair black.
Yeah.
And he looks ridiculous. Hmm. He looks like Billie Jean King.
Yeah. It's crazy.
He's got the glasses like her. He's looking like he's looking like an old lesbian. That's what he's looking like. But they do that asshole song, which he trots out every.
Look, it was very funny when it came out. I can't deny that I enjoyed it.
100% agree with you. 100% agree. And this version with Fallon, I enjoyed.
Okay.
And then it made Oliver and I go down a rabbit hole to then watch – he did it on Corden where it's – because Trump's an asshole. And I still want to put a bullet in James Corden's head. Good God. Just say, calm down. Calm down.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you that Larry's not giving 100% right now, but that doesn't mean you got to give 150%.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Now, Garen, hit the music again. Elliot, Garen's got a celebrity sighting. Barry Manilow parody.
Yes, it is.
I don't think we've ever heard that
one. No, we never have.
Sure, I'm not sure we have. That is, looks like Rob, I'm going to say either Rob Nettle or Rob Nettie. That's because I need my glasses.
Well, thank you, Rob.
Put them on.
Nettie.
Here's what I love about that, because, you know, that's looks like we made it by Barry Manilow, a song that maybe he was listening to The Blend on Sirius XM, and he heard that and went, hey, that'd be a great parody. Like, what an oddball song to choose.
Super random, but yeah, kind of fitting for the show.
That's perfect.
Because you love that shit.
I do like Barry Manilow. Dare I say, I'm a fan of him.
I heard Talk Talk by Talk Talk on the radio the other day, and it was... It's bracing when you hear the real thing after hearing the fake one so many times.
Right.
I was like, oh, right. Yeah, this is how it actually goes. Yeah, yeah.
That's a great song.
I kind of like that song. Yeah, it's good.
I like the original. I don't like the Gwen Stefani version.
That was... wait, did they also do that?
Yeah.
I think you're thinking of...
It's My Life.
It's My Life, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I am thinking of It's My Life. You're 100% right. Which I don't...
it's not
good. I stand by. I like the Talk Talk version better.
That didn't need to be covered.
Nope. Agreed. Agreed. All right, Garen, you saw this person today on the drive-in?
No, I saw them at the Bright Eyes concert that I went to.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit
Turn around.
The great Bonnie Tyler.
Turn around, Bright Eyes. Turn around, Bright Eyes.
Oddly enough, it was Bonnie Tyler.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
Well,
just as quick as Jean Smart. We got it.
I thought she was dead, but maybe that's...
No, Bonnie Tyler's not dead.
Kim Carnes.
Kim Carnes is not dead. She's not dead.
Who's dead? Someone like that.
Somebody must be dead.
Someone has to die. No, it's a woman like that who had like an early 80s.
Well, Kim Carnes is alive, and as is Bonnie Tyler.
Irene Cara. Irene Cara's dead.
But we lost Irene Cara years ago. Yeah.
2022.
Years ago.
Several years
ago. That is technically years ago.
3 years ago.
Over three.
That's not who I was thinking of, though. I swear to God, there's
you're not thinking of Irene Cara.
White lady. Who had like one or two hits?
Who?
I'm sure I mean,
obviously,
I'm sure that's true.
But did someone like Bonnie Tyler?
Who would that be?
Karen Carpenter.
No,
well, she's been dead a long time.
Yeah. You're talking stupid.
What?
Well, we'll never.
That's written by the great Jim Steinman, by the way. Who is dead?
Katie Olsen.
He is.
Oslin.
Wait, she's died? Katie Oslin died?
She died in 2020.
I don't even know who the fuck that is, so no.
She was a country artist who Dennis Leary is looking very much like these days.
No good.
Is it Janis Joplin?
Oh, we lost Janis.
It's Janis Joplin. Is she dead?
We lost her quite a while ago, actually.
I'm trying to figure
several
out
several years ago
what the parameters of your of what you're up to is, Matt.
He's saying early 80s.
I'm saying early 80s.
So somebody from the
early
80s.
John. Is that who you're thinking of?
No.
No, no, because
not as famous as Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah.
So. I think I may have just mistakenly thought that either Kim Carnes or Bonnie Tyler was dead.
I don't think either of them are dead, but maybe Garen can confirm or deny this. No,
wait, who'd you say?
Kim Carnes.
No, they're both alive.
Okay. Yeah, and Bonnie Tyler. Those.
Yeah.
All right. Did you guys?
Bonnie Tyler has a new single, I think, coming out.
Oh.
She releases music all the time, but nobody gives a shit.
Did you guys see that Pink performance at the Benefit show?
I didn't see any of the Pink performances.
Man.
I didn't see any of the, all I saw was Dawes.
I don't consider myself a Pink fan.
What song did she do? She did a cover or something, right?
She did Me and Bobby McGee, and then she did a Led Zeppelin song. I forget which one.
Baby, I'm your baby or something?
Babe,
like
I'm going to leave you?
Babe, I'm going to leave you, yes.
That's a Joan Baez song.
Joan Baez originally, but didn't Zeppelin cover it?
Yeah, and it's my favorite Zeppelin song.
They did like the Zeppelinized version of it. And then she sang one of her songs. She's just... really, really phenomenally talented. Like
she's amazingly talented, yet I have no interest.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel. But hearing her sing those songs, I was like, holy shit. Like, her singing rock is amazing. Like, she mm-hmm. has a great rock lead, like front woman voice.
Right.
And it just made me wish that she did. I know she's done stuff in that sort of vein a little bit in her career, but her song, her music is pop, and that's, I like pop music. That's fine. But it made me really want to see her tour with like members of Guns N' Roses or something. Like, that would be crazy cool to see. Crazy cool.
But let her know, child.
So I typed in Kim Carnes and Bonnie Tyler and just did a search to see if that would help me get to where you
are. You don't trust Garen?
It's not that. It's just this is a different right. experience.
I'll answer that. No.
So was it Vicky Carr?
No.
It was not Vicky Carr.
Or Juice Newton?
No.
Juice Newton died?
No, these are just four. There's an eBay listing for four white women's albums. I typed in the first two to see what other singers might come up.
Well, you know, like in Apple Music, you can search an artist and it says similar at the bottom.
Yeah.
Let's find out what they say for those two people.
Well, that's
it's not Marianne Faithfull, is it?
It is not.
Because she just died.
We're getting further away from.
I think Juice Newton would be a good guess if she had been dead. Right. She had a bunch of hits in the early 80s.
Tina Turner?
That's it. No. We got it. Thank you. Who would it be? Who are you thinking of, Matt? You know what? You might be thinking of nobody.
It's true. I might have just mistakenly thought that one of these people was dead. Laura Branigan, is she dead?
She's been dead 20 years.
That's who it was.
Is it really?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right? Didn't she die in like 2015? Maybe even earlier than that.
But that's 100% who it is. Okay. I think I've been mixing up Laura Branigan and Kim Carnes for most of my life.
One of them has a raspy voice and one of them has just a power voice.
Yeah.
When did Laura Branigan die, Garen?
2004.
20 years ago.
Wow.
21 August years ago. 26. She's great. I have all of her albums on vinyl. That's right. I said that out loud.
Proudly.
Here, you know what? Can I tell you something else? I have all of her albums on vinyl and still bought the Greatest Hits CD.
Wow. That
would seem unnecessary.
Sometimes you just want to put that on.
Yeah, I get
it. You don't want
to go to the trouble of mixing around
right?
and switching discs and such.
Do you ever buy a Greatest Hits on vinyl?
Uh-huh.
I always feel weird about that. I don't know why. I guess it's almost like if you just want to hear the hits, just open it on your phone. Like,
can I tell you what I just bought on vinyl at Target? The Dave Matthews, the new singles, Best Of.
Oh.
That peters out by side four.
Sure it does.
It is hot.
Yeah.
And then it's like hot and then okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's three and change sides worth, though.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah. No, it's good. Yeah.
That's a good trade.
But it's one of those where... I've listened to it now twice because it's the newest purchase. Mm-hmm. I don't see side four ever getting played again. Like, I think it's
going
to be
where do you drop? Do you know the song "Where Are You Going"?
I don't know if I do.
Where are you going?
That's the name of the album.
Oh, it is.
Yeah,
is that on side four, Garen?
Where Are You Going? The singles, right?
That's
that's
to me. That's album. Where it dropped. Hilarious. That's where he officially dropped off. I think that was a solo album. It was not with the band.
Oh. Is it on the album? Is that on the Best Of, Garen?
I'm trying to
better be if it's the name of the fucking collection.
I'm trying to load it right now.
It'd be false advertising.
Yeah. That's interesting. I don't know enough about...
Well, he did a solo album, and it was just like, what the fuck is the point of this?
Yeah, what are you doing?
I mean, what, so you didn't have a violin for once?
But you know what? But Springsteen did that a couple times, too.
Like, he did.
What are you doing?
Well, he needed to get away from those people.
They're so fucking annoying.
Stop riding my coattails.
Loosen that headband.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Put the scarf away and be serious for a minute.
Right? He would always go, Clarence, you're going to kill yourself.
You're not healthy.
Where Are You Going is track 19 on this.
That's on the CD.
Of how many?
It says 32. Is that just a CD?
Whoa.
Yeah, that's not
there
the vinyl.
Can't be 32.
The vinyl has far less songs than that.
Yeah, this might be the digital thing. It's on
Let's talk about the vinyl. Yeah,
come on, Garen. We're looking at vinyl.
Amazon will automatically put you to their bullshit.
Yeah, vinyl.
Anything that you could do to click.
All right, I got it.
Go to Discogs.
I got it. It's track 6 on disc 3. Last disc of...
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
What did I tell you?
It starts to peter
out. It starts to peter out at the end of...
What's right before that? I'm curious.
Gray Street.
Yeah. See, Gray Street's the band. That was a song that they played live for years and never put an album until they finally did. Mm. The Lily White Sessions that got scrapped and then they put it out as Busted Stuff. But
this is a good album.
That's great. Like, that song's great, but then Where Are You Going is just a nothing.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, disc 4, you might never listen to.
Well, read me that just out of curiosity. What are the... Because I probably don't even know them.
Dream Girl?
Nope.
That's your radio.
Oh, wait. Samurai Cop. I know Samurai Cop. Is that
on
there?
There?
Yeah. That sucks.
You and Me?
Don't know it.
Funny the Way It Is?
Nope.
Mercy?
Nope.
Samurai Cop? And then Madman's Eyes.
You see what I'm
saying? I probably heard a couple of those when the last time I went to see him, which was a couple of years ago, and was like very, very disappointed, disillusioned by the experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dave Matthews.
But it starts strong. The first, that, you know, that first album, you've got 10 to 12 great tracks.
And if you like the sound that that group of people makes together, then they're going to give you that sound again and again and again in different keys. It's all, I mean, like, it, they do what you, if you like it, they do what you want them to do.
By the way, only because what you just said made me think of this Pop Culture Jeopardy. We're all caught up, like 33 episodes.
Oh, wow.
Colin Jost, you literally watch him go from guy who never hosted a game show to guy who's great at hosting a game show. Mm-hmm. He gets really, really good. Mm-hmm. He gets, it's almost like they gave him a note, lean more on the pop culture and less on the Jeopardy. Because he was playing it too straight to start, and now he's having fun, and it is a much more enjoyable game to watch. Garen, you agree?
I like he has fun with the contestants, and it's more, honestly, it's more like pub trivia.
It's what it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you say, Garen, that there was, you thought you saw a Never Not Funny fan?
I said that.
Oh, you said it.
Yeah, a guy named Ryan.
What do you remember what episode roughly? I'm on 17.
He's on a lot of them.
Oh, okay. Hint, hint. I'll keep an eye out
by
for
that. I mean, two, but he's also on regular Jeopardy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. This guy's, and by the way, I swear to God, he's a Never Not Funny fan who may or may not have been in Parcastathon. I also could be told that I'm out of my fucking mind.
Right. Well, so. I ask because the one I just watched had what is so far, I think, my favorite team name, which was Otrivia Rodrigo.
That's a good name. Oh, this guy's team name is, who's the basketball player? Muggsy Bogues?
Yeah.
This is Bugsy Moogs.
Okay.
Oh,
I don't think I've seen them yet.
It's him and his wife and then some other guy.
I'll keep an eye out. But anyway, Otrivia Rodrigo was from North Hollywood, and I was like, one of these people could be them. Honestly, I was like, these look like people that could be at your pub trivia.
I'm kind of shocked that nobody...
You haven't seen anybody?
I haven't seen... Well, they're gone now. They're all... They've all played through, so now it's quarter... It's
right, but you haven't seen any of the... No. Nobody. But you did see a celebrity at the Bright Eyes concert.
There we go.
I did.
All right, where was the Bright Eyes concert?
It was at the Wiltern.
At the Wiltern.
Hmm. Yeah.
And you went with who?
I just went by myself.
By yourself.
They only gave me one ticket.
You took an Uber.
I took a Subway and a bus.
Took a sandwich?
Like a rube. Yeah, I did. They wouldn't let me bring it in. I had to eat it outside.
Wait, why'd you have to take a bus? To get to the Subway.
It might as well be a Subway. It just goes straight.
Yeah, it's the orange line.
I thought there was a stop right there at Wiltern and Western, right there, isn't there?
No, he's taking the bus to the North Hollywood station.
I see. Thank you very much for your time.
You know how there's like a street that only the buses allowed to go in the middle of, what is that, Burbank Boulevard or something?
And that's
busway.
Half a block walk you didn't want to do?
No, that's a decent distance.
Is it?
Yeah.
From Garen's place in Reseda, wherever he is?
He's back!
He's back!
He did it! He found it!
I'm in the karate capital of the world.
Garen, don't shit on him. He finally had something.
Let him bask in it.
Let him enjoy his Reseda piece.
Oh, and something wild happened on the subway.
What happened?
I was sitting there just doing my thing, and this lady just starts panicking. I'm like, what's going on? Some woman got stuck in the doors of the subway.
Oh, no.
And it started moving.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That shouldn't happen.
Yeah.
And that shouldn't happen.
Lady, rather than try to help the lady get in or whatever, she decided to shuffle off and panicked. They stopped and nothing happened. She was fine. She got out and then was going to leave. But the cops were like, you want to get chucked out? She's like, I'm fine. And then we left.
That's
but
crazy.
It was.
Wow.
It was pretty.
That would freak you out.
Wild. One time when I was on the school bus, a kid. You got the doors closed, and you, Mr. Gutrow, will you please open the door?
Oh, wow.
Remember that when you were a kid?
Yeah.
That was a thing when you were a kid. That was a running bit that kids would do. Hey, here's my impression of a guy getting, Mr. Gutrow, will you please open the door? And people, we'd laugh.
It's great.
And then you'd go, okay, that's great. And then they'd do it again the next day, and you'd laugh again like you didn't see it the day before. That's a one and done.
Yeah. But kids don't understand. Like, they'll just hammer something into the dirt until no one is reacting.
Who are you talking to?
Yours are funny.
Here. I'm on board with that. All right, Garen, this person was sitting near you?
So it's general admission at this era. This
GA,
part,
huh?
And he... I was making a point... I'm sorry, it is a he. I was making a point to look around in case I spot anybody, because I don't know that... I thought Bright Eyes wasn't a band that toured very often, but they're in the midst of some massive, huge tour.
All right. And Brett is just that one dude, right? But it's
yeah. It's band. He's got a band with him. They're great.
He's got a hot band behind him, huh?
Yeah. Horns. Oh, wow. I was expecting the horns sounded terrific.
Cool.
What's his name? Connor Oberst? Is that his
Connor
name?
Connor Oberst, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were fantastic. They were, and I didn't know half the songs, but I enjoyed it. Yeah.
Great.
Really, really good show.
All right. And this person you saw is a fellow musician?
No, I don't know him to be a musician.
Actor.
He does act.
Also, he does act.
He does other things, though.
He's an athlete?
No.
Comedian?
Yes.
He's a comedian and an actor.
Is it Marc Maron?
No.
Is he over 50?
No.
He's under 40?
Yes.
Is it a crowd work whisperer Matt Rife?
No. The guy that invented it?
He invented it.
Yeah, no.
Is it Bo Burnham?
No.
Oh, that's a pretty good guess, though.
I think he might be younger than
Bo Burnham. I could see Bo Burnham at a,
younger than Bo Burnham
at a Bright Eyes show.
Me too.
So is this a person who...
In fact, I'll be mad if he's not there.
Yeah. Hey, you missed out. Come on,
he's
Bo.
He's really fucked up, Bo.
Get to the show.
I will tell you this, that at the mall the other day, Oliver said, hey, what's young Bo Burnham have to say about it? And it looked like literally a 18-year-old Bo Burnham.
Wow.
Wow.
Burnham.
When we first met him, he's just a kid in his bedroom.
He was 18 at the time, wasn't he?
He was younger. I think he was like 16 when he
started. He used to come to UCB, right? Is that where we... Did shows with him?
I don't think I ever saw him perform there.
Oh, you never did?
No, but I wouldn't be surprised if he had done that.
I think
maybe I did. I don't. Maybe I just didn't realize or
didn't
care.
Just clock it. Yeah,
yeah.
Garen, is this young comedian someone we would know from anything other than social media?
Yes.
Okay.
Have they been in this room?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
You'd like to see them on the program?
Yes.
Yeah. On this program or on How to Survive? Or both?
Both. I don't care.
Okay. Is this person American?
I believe so.
Okay. So it's not James Acaster.
It is not James Acaster.
Okay.
He's a young comedian.
He is a young comedian that people seem to be very much in love with.
Yeah. After that Encino thing, I would have turned my mic off.
Full of sleep. It was Reseda.
Oh, sorry. What did I say? Encino?
Yeah. Either one works.
Yeah. All right.
And stand-up comedian?
I believe so.
Is this a white guy?
Yes.
Wait, and he's got specials?
I don't know if he has specials.
How do you know him then?
We all know him.
From acting? From his acting
from
roles?
From his job.
Wait, he has a job in addition to acting and doing stand-up?
Well, they would all be...
It's all together.
Together.
He hosts?
He has not... No, he does not... He does not host.
Okay. Do we know him more as an actor or as a comedian?
You know him as an actor in comedy.
A comedic actor. In movies?
Actor in... I don't think he's... been not as a star.
Is it John Early?
No.
TV. So he's TV.
He's TV main right now mainly.
In a sitcom?
It is not a sitcom that he's on. No.
He's on a drama?
He's not on a drama.
Is it a game show?
It is not a game show.
Is it a real?
It has game shows on it.
Is it Mr. Beast?
Occasionally.
He has game shows on it.
On it.
It's no, Jimmy it's Fallon?
Oh, it's a talk show.
No. We all watch
it's a reality
this.
Show.
We all watch it?
We all watch this show.
It has game show. It has it's, game it's, shows on it.
Is it the aforementioned Colin Jost?
No,
this isn't
no,
like
but
a,
you might know him.
Like a talk soup situation.
Oh, it's an is SNL it? Person.
It's an SNL person.
Oh, it's someone from SNL.
It's someone from.
We
SNL.
Know them from
James
SNL.
Austin Jackson.
No,
that's not his name.
Kyle Mooney.
No.
Who's the guy who plays the immigrant father?
Oh, Marcello.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it was not Marcello.
Yeah, Garen would have had to mop up the slobber.
Yeah. That concert would have ended quickly.
Sir,
there's an incident in the audience.
They're in the current cast.
Yeah.
They're in the current cast. Well, we basically, we have to whittle this down.
All right, do you want a hint?
No. I mean, we know the cast of SNL. We just have to come up with the...
He's a white guy.
Yeah, I do have a picture.
Oh, yeah. Show us the... Because you said this picture is very hard to see.
All right, yes.
Let's give you guys a picture.
Oh, it's that boy. It's
Michael Longfellow.
No, it's Des Mukes.
It's
Andrew Des Mukes.
Yeah, that's Des Mukes. No question about that, Des Mukes.
No question.
Really? That is the silhouette silhouette of Des Mukes. To the listener, we're looking at a photo where we see the band... brightly lit, and Des Mukes is in shadow.
That's Christopher Olsen, I think. That's the opening act.
That silhouette looks taller than I thought Andrew Des Mukes was.
Oh, Des Mukes is tall.
He is?
Yeah.
I did not know
he's
that.
He's surprisingly tall.
Yeah.
He was directly in front of me, clearly. I'll give him credit. He did not turn away from the band once
he loved
when
it.
They were performing. He was locked in. No phone, no pictures, that I saw anyway, locked in on the opening and the act.
Des, I was going to tell you about this Mukes. You know, Mario DiGiorgio is friends with him.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Loves Bright Eyes.
It seems like it.
Loves him.
Locked in.
Yeah. That's not surprising me. That information is not surprising me.
Yeah. Andrew Dismukes was one of the t-shirt models on Lemon Ice Designs.
Isn't that crazy? Is that real?
That's true.
That's funny.
You go, I probably still, but
did
I
ever
remember.
Did he ever do a Never Not Funny one?
I think so. You know, because like he just takes the pictures of the blank shirts and then puts the designs in Photoshop.
Yeah. That's great. All right. Well, Garen, since we're talking to you, you're trying to match me. Mm. And the movie it's a drama that begins with the letter D because we use the partomizer because there's not a lot of X. Right? How many X movies would there be?
Just the X-Men movies, the
Xanadu.
Four or five of those.
But Xanadu is not a drama.
XXX.
Sure.
What about the...
And technically, X-Men is sci-fi, so that wouldn't count either, right?
What about the Xavier, the madam of the... Oh. That woman, those Cinemax fuck movies.
Xavier Hollander.
Yeah.
What about... well, that's horror, so horror doesn't count either, but there's that movie called XXX, or I don't know how you pronounce it, XX, the one with Mia Goth.
Oh, yeah.
There's that, and then there's
Is it just X?
Maybe it's just X. The one that's XXX, that's the Vin Diesel movie.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Which is, that would have counted.
That would have counted.
That's an action movie, yeah. And there's a sequel to that with Ice Cube.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. All right. What was it called? Head of State or?
Something like that.
I think so.
State of the Union or some shit? Like XXX State of the Union?
We need him now. Bring him back.
So stupid.
All right. Well, we hit the partomizer. We landed on the letter D. You're trying to match me. What do you got?
Dead Poets Society.
Dead Poets Society. That's the Robin Williams film.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Oh, Captain, my Captain.
He stands at a desk and everybody gets crazy about it.
That's right.
Hi, Elliot.
Hello.
What's going on?
So, you remember how I had like kidney stones a few years ago?
More recent than that, was it not?
No, it was like 2020 was when I had the procedure.
Yeah, but there was the time recently where you had to miss some shows.
Yes, and that was so... Recently, this last week,
you had another episode.
Yeah, but here's what's interesting about it. I didn't realize what was happening, and then I had a little bit of a twinge, and then so I don't know how big kidney stones are supposed to be, but this one was like 2 millimeters by 3 millimeters by 1 millimeter. Like
that sounds very big.
Yeah, and it just
and it came out,
and it was like bloop.
Oh. And it didn't hurt?
And it didn't hurt. So I don't know. I actually have...
Oh, so it didn't get lodged.
It didn't get lodged. So I have a... It takes a while to get an appointment, but I have an appointment with my urologist in March.
Jesus Christ.
I'm going to... Yeah, I said it at the beginning of February, and that was the soonest I could get in. But so I'm going to ask about that. And of course, I...
Did you save it?
Yeah, because it was easy to find.
Right.
Because it was... Giant.
Yeah.
Jesus. I mean, for what it is. So I don't know if it's a good thing. Like maybe now, like all the tubes are.
You think you've expanded the passageway?
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
I think that's what causes the pain, right? It gets lodged and then the urine gets backed up behind it.
And then it pushes up and pushes against things and whatever.
So if it just, scrapes. By just luck, if it just kind of came out.
Yeah. And it was smooth. It wasn't pointy, which I assume that they can be pointy.
Right.
What's it going to take for you to drink water?
Well, I have a very good friend who tells me that I don't have to.
That's true.
That I get all the water I need from food.
An asshole.
Confirm.
My urologist had told me that I should take this like kidney cop, I think it's called, or something like that. So I had some, but I hadn't been taking it religiously. And then when this guy popped out, Irma has a regimen of like... every week she puts all her pills out for the week for night and day. And I now I'm beginning to do that as well. So I am now regularly taking that.
You swear by the kidney cup.
I have no idea. I don't know if it will work or not, but I haven't given it a proper shot yet. So that's
my urologist says, why not?
Yeah. Is it a pill or is it
it's a pill.
It's a pill I guess it's some kind of naturopath type thing.
Yeah, and it's supposed to break down the calcium and salt.
Yeah. Because
I drink so much like
caffeinated
shit that's probably not good for kidney stones.
You can get it. Go to kidneycop.com/pardo and get yourself a discount. That's not accurate. But I think if you go there, you can get a discount if you use like a radio or something like that. But you can also just get it on Amazon.
Yeah. TV60. Some nonsense like that.
Yeah. So, I don't. What does that mean?
If you watch the commercials, they usually have some weird TV60 or some odd weird note.
I think if you enter X, that'll work too.
Oh, Christ, he's back. Come on, man. You had your receipt at mint moment.
But yeah, look, this isn't a medical podcast, but you know, lemon juice and water probably be fine. If you do that, it's supposed to help you.
I think it is. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just wasn't doing that, and I had these. I'm like, okay, I can see the little stack of containers where all the pills are that I need to take, and yada yada. So
I keep mine in a bottle.
Your urine.
Cool.
He says yes.
My grandpa used to do that.
What would he do?
What?
He would just piss in Sunny Delight bottles and leave them all over the fucking
what
room.
Fucking,
oh, this is familiar, actually.
We know your family's hillbillies, but come on.
He would pay my little cousin a quarter.
To drink it?
To.
I know that's not the answer.
To take them out and empty them.
What?
Oh. So he would recycle them. Good for the environment.
Why won't he use a toilet?
What about an old, lazy fucking hillbilly? I don't know.
What an awful way to make a quarter. I want more than that.
Yeah, yeah, seriously.
Yeah, I valued yourself. That's a 50-cent job.
Minimum. At least.
Minimum. Per bottle.
Per bottle, thank you.
Situation.
Yeah.
I can't imagine handling someone else's urine. I know there's nurses who have to do it.
That's what they do, yeah.
They get paid more than a quarter.
They sure do.
Yeah, they do.
Not much more, apparently.
Yeah. They're good people, the nurse. You know, they do all the hard work. Yes. I'm making fun of the person saying that.
Sure.
Of course they do. They work their asses off. We thank the nurses. What's your guess for a drama movie that begins with the letter D?
Well, I know Jimmy Pardo to be a fan of war.
What?
In a movie.
I do like a war movie. That's true.
So I'm going with Dunkirk.
Dunkirk.
Yeah.
You saw it, twice?
Three times.
Three times in the theater?
Three times in the theater. Although it came up recently as a Jeopardy clue, mm-hmm. where basically I believe the Jeopardy clue was Jimmy Pardo saw this movie three times, and I was like, nothing. Like, it was so obvious. Like, Oliver and Danielle went, Dunkirk. And like, I never would have got there.
Yeah.
I had my first who moment watching Pop Culture Jeopardy, and that does not feel good.
Oh,
like who? Like not knowing who the answer. Like, not that I didn't know the answer, but I didn't recognize what the answer was. Like
after you
like
heard
the
it.
Artist. Like I kind of try right. to be on top.
I feel
of
like
that
happens
stuff.
To me quite a bit because I don't know any of. Anytime it's like TikTok or social, I don't know who the fuck they're talking about.
There's a category of influencers or something.
Yeah, I'm always lost like, on that shit.
Well, I'm 0-for-5 here,
and like, I'm just like I don't care to know them. I'm glad I don't.
Yeah,
know them.
Right.
That and like when it's reality, it's always like Real Housewives shit. I'm like, yeah, I don't fucking know those people because I'm. You know, I'm not doing much better things with my time, but I'm doing slightly better things.
Right.
Like anything is better than watching them.
Earl Sweatshirt, I think, was the answer.
Yeah.
Earl Sweatshirt.
I'm like,
Those
words don't.
Oh, yeah.
Boy. Right.
Do not.
That's what Danielle always says. She goes, I don't understand a single word in that.
But I like that it's, I kind of thought initially, like, this is going to be too easy, but it isn't. They're challenging questions. I get a good number of them because I know a lot about pop culture, but I like that it runs the gamut. There's stuff that younger people would know better than me. There's stuff that older people than me would know better than I do. Mm-hmm. And then there's stuff that I probably should know but don't. And then there's, you know, the stuff that I can do well. And then that's what a good trivia show should be.
One of the influencers was, remember we just recently did an ad for somebody. Mm-hmm. We mentioned her name and I said, I don't know who that is. And you said, oh, I think it's an influencer.
Yeah.
Then she was an answer.
Yes. Yeah. It was... It was Emma Chamberlain.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's an answer.
Yeah.
And I still didn't get it, even though you had just.
Right. Well, I know her name. I don't know anything else about her. Yeah. Like, I couldn't. I don't know what she does. Like, does she sing? Does she talk? Does she put makeup on? I have no idea.
I don't know. I don't know. What is your D movie guess, Matt?
Oh, I'm going to go with Dog Day Afternoon.
Dog Day Afternoon, the great Al Pacino. Matt is saw him on the street and then saw him at a school.
At my daughter's high school, yeah.
My son
all over the skies, all over the place. You can't get away from him.
He won't leave you alone.
Yeah.
All right, let's tell us what the fans said.
Oh, sorry.
Fans are trying to match me as well.
This is going
to
take me a second.
All right. Fans.
Bam, bam.
Maybe play some music
bam,
while you're looking for that.
Bam.
Oh.
Maybe that's the way to fill this time.
Bam, bam.
There it is. No way.
Bam.
No, sir.
Don't get nothing when you
next news name.
It's first off the winner.
Obscure sometimes.
You can mess for bragging rights. What do fans think?
Still not there yet.
Could give you, what was that, 20 seconds?
Yeah, that wasn't enough.
It's never enough. The light stopped blinking on that thing, Elliot.
Yep, that's okay.
Okay.
I've been told that's okay.
Fine.
Nothing to worry
about. Just wanted him to know.
I think it's nice that he let you know, Elliot.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's nice of him, huh?
Yeah.
Let you know.
Reseda.
Guess it was a big problem.
Sure. All right. There we go.
Garen, if you're able to, I don't know if you're able to do this, and it's the only way that I'm going to eat it. If you grab a postie and toss it to me and I catch it, I will eat it. If I don't catch it, I will not.
Oh, boy. You better make this throw good or he's going to go into a rage.
I think during the while Elliot reads off the fan guesses, this will be a good...
You don't like reacting to the fan guesses?
I will react.
Going underhand? Okay, that's okay, probably the safest.
Coming in. Got it!
He went two hands just to make sure.
Yeah.
You did not want to fuck that
well,
up.
I also didn't want to waste it. That's,
yeah, and
it'd
be a mess. Right. It's a bit messy game.
All right, so let's go Deep Cover.
Oh, yeah. That's Lawrence Fishburne and who else is in that movie? I remember that the soundtrack had a very young Snoop Dogg.
That wasn't Gina Davis, was it? No. I think it's a different movie.
Am I right about Lawrence Fishburne?
I heard Gina Davis died.
Lawrence Fishburne, Jeff Goldblum, Charles Martin Smith.
Yeah, I think I think I've done the thing where I don't remember what two people look like. I think that's actually, was it Samuel L. Jackson and Gina Davis that did
That's Long Kiss Goodnight.
Yeah.
Very
that's a good movie.
That's a great movie.
We still like seeing Jeff Goldblum in movies. We still get excited when he shows up. Or are we like,
I feel like it's diminishing returns at this point. It's like, we know what you got. You're going to do your little thing. And
Yeah, he's whittled down his acting choices.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind him taking a movie seriously. And like,
it would be interesting to see.
Because I assume he's a significantly better actor than he was. And he was always
a pretty good actor in the 80s. Like when he made serious movies.
He was good in Big Chill.
Yeah.
No. How has he not had a Columbo show?
Oh,
boy, that's a great question.
That would be good.
Has he done TV?
That's the question.
He did that thing on Apple TV that was just like, oh, what's this? The world is so interesting.
Right. Oh, that's what you're
Well, also, he's done like the apartments.com advertisement, so I don't think he's above TV.
Right.
No, he had a Netflix show that just, I think it already got canceled. Yeah. It was, I think he played Zeus or something.
No, pass. Like
that. Oh, that's right. Chaos.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
That was all right. He was well cast for that.
I like him in everything, but at the same time, it's like I no longer go, oh, good, Jeff Goldblum. And I don't mean that. I know that sounds negative. I don't even mean it that way. It's like
I
want him to take it seriously. I think.
You don't know. You know what you're getting with Jeff Goldblum now, and he doesn't have that sort of spontaneity he used to have.
Well, it seems like every acting choice that he's ever made was to surprise you, but now it's the opposite. Mm-hmm. You know exactly what he's going to do because he does the same thing every time. Mm-hmm. So what would be surprising would be for him to take it seriously and not do that.
Although I did like him in Wicked. I'm gonna the most recent thing I did enjoy him in.
Yeah. No, that was the
because it was
right. That was a good casting. Like that's exactly who you want.
And I initially thought it was bad casting because it's like the whole premise of the wizard is he's a tiny guy behind a curtain, and why would you cast a 6'7" guy who, you know, was once the fucking fly? Whatever that man.
He was also so actually, he wasn't. I just watched through the most recent season of What If, the animated Marvel thing.
Yeah.
And we know so much what he will do that when they recast him, the voice, you almost couldn't tell that it wasn't him.
So the character that he played in Ragnarok is brought back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And like, it always amazes me, by the way, on these animated shows when you see how many of the original actors do the things and the couple who don't.
It is weird. It's weird that any of them do it, but I guess it's like so easy. It's like so one day of work.
Robert Downey never does it, and apparently Jeff Goldblum doesn't. And I'm kind of surprised Jeff Goldblum didn't.
And I think Tom Holland also doesn't. There's a guy who sounds just like him and doesn't. Yeah. Anyway.
Django Unchained.
Django Unchained. That's a Tarantino film.
It's a silent D. I like that choice.
Mm-hmm. Dangerous Minds.
Dangerous Minds. Is that Michelle Pfeiffer?
That's right. That
sounds right.
And Coolio on the soundtrack. Big hit.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He's dead.
He is.
Hey, we found one.
Hey, there he is.
That's where Gangster's Paradise. That's where it came from. That was on the soundtrack.
Oh, that's the song from that?
Yeah. No. It's a good movie.
I did like that movie. Yeah.
It's another one of those, you know, white savior in a black school things. But the it works, you know, like it's well done for what it is, I think.
I saw that with Graham Elwood. We saw that movie and there were three young black women in front of us who were loving the movie. And it was not a distraction.
Nice. Dances with Wolves.
People talking during movies using a distraction, but for some reason it worked.
It enhanced it.
Yeah. Dances with Wolves.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to quote Paul Reiser on David Letterman. disappointing. Not a lot of dancing.
Not that many wolves either when you think about it. Duel.
Duel, the classic.
Mm-hmm. Do the Right Thing.
Do the Right Thing, right? Mm-hmm. The window.
The Departed.
Departed, yeah, that's a Scorsese.
Yeah. The aforementioned Dead Poets Society.
All right, that was Guerin's guess.
Mm-hmm. Desperado.
Desperado. I don't know if I know that movie.
That's the sequel to... It's the Antonio Banderas. No.
El Mariachi.
El Mariachi Robert Rodriguez's first movie that he made for like $7,000 with like no one you've heard of in it. And then Desperado is the big budget sequel. It's Banderas and Salma Hayek.
I saw that movie.
Very well shot. Really.
God, is that a sexy cast.
Both of them at their absolute sexual apex. It's incredible. Just on that level, it's incredible.
Who watched the movie Pantless? I don't even want to waste time.
Yeah.
Good Lord, the two of them?
It's crazy.
Good heavens.
Yeah. Mm. Number two.
Yeah.
Dunkirk.
Dunkirk. No, I saw that.
That's your choice.
Number one.
Yeah.
Dog Day Afternoon.
Dog Day Afternoon. The great Al Pacino.
Give me the money.
All right, let's find out. Let's see what
James are part of.
No, yeah, you did not win
that. That's not how that works.
All right, here we go. Let's. I don't know what's happened to these.
Pants.
These were broken, and they don't. Yeah, okay, they're still
broken, but they're usable.
They're usable in a way that they weren't usable in the past, though. I don't. That's what's confusing to me.
For the sake of the show, I think it would be worth getting them repaired, like whatever it costs. I know they're
no
six,
matter the cost.
I think they're $3.
I know they're like I know you get them at CVS, but you can't find the Bow Bands again. Like you'll never find a better.
Well, here's another match. Thing I can't find.
Oh, your D letters.
Come on, man. Is it in the shared? You know they've made this folders thing.
All right. Well, you're doing that.
Just say Dog Day Afternoon.
Found it. Bow Bands. Thank you. All right. Here we go. I've only got four here.
Okay.
Number four, Departed.
Okay.
Departed.
DiCaprio.
Number three, this is an action film. Some would argue a Christmas film, Die Hard.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Die Hard.
By the way, I saw a quote from, no one needs to hear more about that topic, but a quote from Bruce Willis himself. He said, Die Hard is not a Christmas movie.
He's got brain fog.
Yeah, that guy
this was not a recent clip.
I
know. This is what he's, let me give you the full quote. He said, Die Hard is not a Christmas film. Or it's not a Christmas movie. It's a Bruce Willis movie.
Oh. Oh.
And I fucking agree with him.
Yeah, you know what?
At the end of the day.
So, did I talk about this? That Nirma and I watched Die Hard recently?
You did, yeah.
The Christmas music is all throughout. If you listen, all of the dramatic music is just Christmas music reorchestrated to sound dramatic.
Yeah, they're riffing on the idea that a fucking bloody, violent action movie would have a Christmas spirit to it.
Yeah.
It's a joke. The whole thing's a joke.
It's a Bruce Willis film.
Thank you.
Number two, Dances with Wolves.
Hey.
Okay.
And number one, I'm sorry to say we do not have a winner, Deer Hunter.
Oh, okay.
The classic, is that young John Voight, is it not?
I believe.
Robert De Niro?
De Niro, Walken.
Walken.
Meryl Streep is in it. Crazy cat.
Doesn't that famous scene is the Russian roulette scene.
Yeah.
Is that not John Voight and
it's definitely De Niro's in that scene. I can't remember if Walken.
No, Walken. I thought no, it's Walken. It's Walken because he wears that headband. He's got that headband.
It's Walken and De Niro, yeah.
But isn't it Walken and also
maybe
John Voight?
I think John Voight's in it. I can't remember if he's in that scene.
Or is John Voight in the movie Coming Home and I'm conflating
that
two.
That may be the case.
He's in Coming Home.
Karen, straighten us out.
I remember loving both of them.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
Man, I love a Vietnam.
But there's a third guy in Deer Hunter, and I can't figure
it
out.
John Cazale?
Oh, right. The guy who was only in four movies and they're all classics. He's in Godfather.
Dog Day Afternoon.
John Savage is also in.
That's what I'm thinking of. John Savage is the one I'm thinking of is John Voight.
Gotcha.
John Voight is definitely in Coming Home with Jane Fonda.
Yeah, he won the Oscar that year.
Yes.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
And now he's an ambassador to Hollywood.
Of course.
He's going to fix it all.
He's going to fix it.
Guy who gets yelled at for standing outside of Barnes & Noble ranting like a lunatic.
Well, the good news is our president has taken over the Kennedy Center, so they're finally going to have good shows there.
Yeah. I look forward to the Kid Rock residency.
Ask me what shows I've seen, and I will answer as Donald Trump.
What shows have you seen?
I've never seen one. He has an opinion on what they have, but he's never seen one.
Yeah.
What a tool. You know what? Sit in the balcony. That's a reference to Lincoln.
I get it.
That's a reference to Lincoln. There's got to be a booth out there, right? There's got to be.
Oh, there's a lot.
There's got to be a Booth. What about Shirley Booth? She's dead.
There's a soccer player named Taylor Booth. Does that help you at all?
If he does what I want him to do.
I mean, he can kick a ball real hard.
Great.
I think that,
you know what?
I could probably get the job done.
It would, wouldn't it?
If they're right in the right, the right placement. Sure.
Right in the temple?
Not that ear, though.
Not that ear. That thing is very resilient.
Well, that ear is like titanium now. He had to replace it.
What? Could anybody in here name Shirley Booth's big role? Can anybody do that?
Wasn't she in like Booth. Like Towering Inferno?
She starred in a sitcom.
Oh.
Huh. Yeah.
Who? And she may have also been in Towering Inferno.
Or no,
you're thinking
who's
of
in
Shelley Winter.
Poseidon Adventure.
I am. Shelley Winters.
Okay, that's who I was picturing.
Shirley Booth.
Shirley Booth.
Can I look at a picture?
She was the star of a sitcom.
It's not Mary Hartman.
No, come on, Garrett, don't talk stupid. We're taking this game seriously.
I like Elliot's idea. Can Garrett put a picture on the screen?
Yeah, but that might give it away for Garrett, but that's all right.
That's all right.
Garrett doesn't like to play.
He likes to sit in the corner and watch.
If you look at the pictures, it'll give it away.
Is this
really?
Yes, it will.
Any
What
when you do a search
age was she when she did the show?
She could have, it was in that era where she could have been 30 or 70. Remember how people looked older?
Mm-hmm.
She played she's the title character, the titular character.
I can no longer answer, even though I don't know the answer, because I've seen a picture that would give it away.
Was it a sitcom or a drama?
It was a sitcom.
That picture doesn't help me at all.
Yeah, that's not the one that.
That's the
for me.
That's the great Shirley Booth right there.
Is this the wrong era?
I've literally never seen this person.
When you see,
pull up a picture of her in her costume, Garen.
Yeah, and then you'll be either you'll recognize it as. I just can't remember the title.
Boy, I would love. I can't wait to find out what it is.
It's one word.
It's a giveaway.
It's the woman's first name.
Okay.
Oh, you don't know it.
I. Like when you say it, I'll be like, yeah, that's it. I have a word in my head, which may be it.
It comes up on the show a lot. There she is, wearing a little, her little.
Oh, she's a nurse.
Nope.
Oh, is it from?
She's a housekeeper.
Okay. Yeah.
But you know, she runs the house.
Uh huh.
Mr. Baxter doesn't. Mr. B. I loved the show.
Should I say the word that I'm thinking that may be wrong?
Yes,
Maisel.
You are so close.
So
Mabel?
Close.
Nope, go the other way.
What's the other way?
Oh, man, Elliot.
Swap out a different letter from Maisel.
Oh.
Maisie?
Hazel.
It's Hazel.
Reaction Hazel. To that answer would have been fantastic. Yeah.
Hazel. And you're saying that comes up a lot.
It comes up a lot on the show. Believe it or not.
Garen's making a face. That
I've never heard that word before.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Well, yes.
Well, it comes up. You know what?
I've heard the word.
You guys
obviously.
Are wrong. I apologize. It comes up on my other podcast, Hazel.
I'm
rewatching Hazel.
Yeah.
It's a rewatch.
I'm Maisel for Hazel. That's the name of my podcast, and people seem to enjoy it. I got Andy Daly comes on, does characters.
Love it.
Lily Sullivan comes on. People seem to love her. She does some characters. All right, we're done.
Right.
We've got some mail that we'll open up on the next episode. Remember, I started opening up that mail
a
couple episodes ago. And
I hope that wasn't perishable. Did you check that it was or wasn't?
Nope.
Uh-oh.
Well.
I guess we'll find out.
I guess we'll find out.
I guess I should open that one.
All right. Well, what's another 5 minutes? The mail
is here. I don't think there's perishables, but this is... The mail is here. This is like there's something for everybody.
We don't have time for that.
I don't think we do, guys. All right, we're going to wait
on
that. Shut it down. We're not doing it. Garen sucks. All right, listen, we're done. Don't forget, the sidewalk sale will be happening on the live stream next Thursday, the 20th. You got to listen to get the code. Everything will be $2.50. Don't forget my new tour dates. And then the TeePublic, which is now nevernotfunny.dashery.com. Got some new designs over there as well. So check all that out. Was there anything else? The perks?
Perks.
Don't forget to sign up for your perks.
Get your finances in order.
Put your correct address. Everyone should just make sure that their correct shipping address is in the site.
And that applies on all platforms.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, make sure
don't put in USA for your city. Doesn't help.
Yeah.
What if they live in USA City, USA?
Well, then it helps.
Oh, and I'll just say this.
What?
Whitelist info at nevernotfunny.com because...
if you don't get the emails in.
Yeah, for some reason you haven't gotten the thing correctly, we will send out messages.
That just means put it in your address book.
Thank you for saying that. I did not. I've never heard the term whitelist before.
I mean, that's the simplest way, but you can look up whatever your platform is to see if there are any other specifics.
I don't like the phrase whitelist, to be honest with you.
Sure.
It, but usually,
what, are you not a patriot?
I love this country now. I mean, I do now.
Yeah, okay.
I love it. I'm trying to figure out how to get the vaccines taken out of my body.
Mm, good luck.
Like reverse the vaccines?
Yes, because our new guy is anti-vax, even though he claims he's not.
Yeah.
I want them to go in with a syringe and suck it out.
Sure.
Because they stay right there, right? When you get a vaccine, it kind of just stays right in that little area.
It lives in your arm.
Yeah. Pick it out. All right, we're done. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thank you for subscribing. Certainly appreciate it. It's winding down. Season 35, season 36 right around the corner, our 19th anniversary. Hey, by the way, speaking of anniversaries, that's the wrong word to use here. It was this week 15 years ago that we lost Andrew Koenig, so I did not want this episode to go by without us remembering Andrew for a moment and how great he was for this show and how great he was as a person, how great of an actor he was. So we certainly do miss him. I'll say it. Every show.
Rosita.
Every show. Although I will say this, there's a very good chance he would have also done that PayPal thing. that's right in Andrew's wheelhouse as far as things go. We certainly miss Andrew, and he was a big part of this. The beginning of this. It's bizarre to think that the show was only 4 years in when he was a part of the show, and then that Elliot's been with us. Since then, it still seems like Elliot's kind of the new guy, but he's been here for 15 years.
What also felt like we had been doing the show for when we started doing video, but in fact, it hadn't compared to the length of time we've been doing it since, it was nothing.
Yeah. So, and here we are. And there you have it. So on behalf of the Pop Culture Beast, looking over there he is in his winter sweater because it's 4 degrees outside and rainy. That's Garen Cockrell behind Video Village, Elliot Hochberg, nearly relieved of kidney stone. Looking over there, he saw Gene Smart. That's Matt Belknap. I'm Jimmy Pardo. We'll see you next time on the podcast. AK-47, gone, not forgotten.